Okay. Well, if you are, in fact, in the store, I will go ahead and have my guys find you. We will call the police, and I guess you will have to use your attorney, you know, capabilities to get yourself out of prison today, this evening, because it would be property destruction, destruction of property.
It's nobody's property. It's a chicken. It's a living thing. It belongs to nature and God.
I don't give a shit who you are. You're phoning me up from 5 o'clock in the morning and waking me up. I'm shut off.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Hey everybody, Madhouse Radio. Am I audible at all? Can you hear me? Hello, hello. Fucking bitch microphone.
Hello?
Cunt microphone whore.
Huh?
Hey everybody, good evening.
Here.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us. It's Madhouse Radio. We're here with Milkman and Tuck. Milkman, how you doing today?
Yes.
Good sir, Milkman.
Well, you saying, my brother, man, and my niece, it's a good day. How's your week going, brother?
Doing all right, man. I'm getting ready for Thanksgiving. I'll tell you what, I was looking at some Thanksgiving Day specials today. The grocery store, I'm excited about turkey and tryptophan and all that shit that comes with it.
That's coming up quick.
Ooh. Yeah.
That sounds good. I haven't had Publix turkey, but I bet it's really good.
Right. Yeah, you know, and stuffing, that's always good. Tuck's here also. How you doing, Tuck, man? Tucker.
Hey! What's happening? How y'all doing? Y'all being?
Ryan,
oh, you're being.
Call, please.
I'm being. I don't know what. I'm being.
Been doing, been eating a lot of bananas lately and doing a lot of cocaine, so I'm a little hyped up right now.
Okay. Well, you are in near Miami, so.
See, and I'm getting confirmation. There's something up with the mic. I'm going to have to disconnect, reconnect the mic. For some reason, it's not sounding loud. Hang on. Just a second here.
Can I hear you or just sort of hear you?
I think it's just the mic cable is loose. Give me a second.
Test, everybody. Hey, is that better?
I don't know. Well, it's not going to be better for you, Tuck. You're on Skype. I don't know.
I know, you sound good to me. So.
Well, yeah, I sound good to you. Of course I do. I always sound good to you. I should.
No, I don't know.
Turn that up. There we go. Maybe that's better.
There is that one night a few months ago that.
All right, well, we're here, everybody. I think the mic situation is resolved. Be sure to send in your requests for prank calls tonight. Madhouse Radio and AOL on Yahoo Instant Messenger. You can also visit our homepage, madhouselive.com. Go to the chat room in there. There's a request a prank form you can use. It's free to use, anonymous. We will not sell you out. You know, we strictly believe to the rules here of the streets where you don't snitch. Basically, stop snitching. And that's how it is. Finally,
there is a manifesto.
There's a manifesto. So again, you know, you get them over to us here. In the chat room, you can send me a private message with them also. I should be able to get those. Send them to me, prank call requests. Just tell me how things are going or how they're not doing. We got a lot of recommendations here tonight. Lonesome Losers in the house is going to be sending in numbers. He had the day off, I believe, for the holiday. Happy Veterans Day. Any veterans out there listening? Good friend of our show. A lot of good friends of our shows are, you know, members of the military. So, you know that one guy with Turd Burglar. He's in Iraq still, I believe.
Yeah, whatever happened to Turd Burglar, man? I've heard nothing about him. How's he doing? Is he okay?
He was stationed in Kirkuk for a while. I think he's back in Texas now, but I see him every once in a while. But he says, hey, he's got a kid and all that. I think his baby's about 2-3 years old now.
Damn.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Yeah. So yeah, but he was in Iraq for a while, but he did good. He took a whole mess of prank calls from Madhouse with him, he said. was listening to him. So, Turd Burglar, if you're out there listening at some point, if this ever makes the podcast, then you have been advised.
6 months from now.
Yeah, six months
from
now.
Christmas.
No, we're only 3 months behind because today I uploaded today is October the 11th. No.
You posted Fonaruru, finally.
November the 11th, and we just posted the August 11th show. That's over at madhouselife.com. Be sure to, add your add our podcast to your iPod, iTunes, however you get podcasts. If you do, or just go to our site. It's all up there in the main page, madhouselife.com. And also,
yeah, you finally posted the Honoruru prank, and that was awesome.
The Honoruru, the first, that angry-ass Asian guy, that's true. We got numbers coming in from Baz. Nunu has been converging on some information, too, some type of prank call he wants us to do. I'm sure it involves calling the UK or something British-related. You think? And like I said, it's pretty open here. Hey, wait a minute, before I forget, of course, we're on Cacti Radio. CactiRadio.com.
Cactus.
That's right. I actually wanted to mention here, we're going to have a live show on Saturday evening, conference style show. RBCP and I are both going to be hosting that. I believe it's going to be 10 p.m. or it might be midnight on Saturday. So be looking out for that. Watch out. Again, it's going to be this Saturday night. We're going to have a live show. Everyone's going to be invited to join in, and we're going to have a conference bridge open. We're going to be broadcasting it live and recording it, and everyone's going to get their chance to do pranks. So, hey, I don't know what we're going to call it, but it's going to be going up.
What is a conference bridge, Hermanito?
It's a bridge for a bunch of fuckers that do prank calls at the same time. Just a big conference call.
A big clusterfuck.
Feelings get hurt. People cry. They fight. Oh, it's a good time. Yeah. And also, wanted to mention, of course, we're on syndicateradio.tv for the first time in like 6-7 months. Good to be back at Syndicate Radio. Dino sent in a donation to Madhouse Radio of $1,250. And thank you, sir. That's going to keep us running here for the next year.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me we're back on Syndicate? Or are we going back on Syndicate? Or are we on it now? Or
Dino made a donation via PayPal to Madhouse Radio yesterday for $1,250 on behalf of Syndicate Radio.
Syndicate
Radio. You guys are on board. Thank you. And welcome to the Madhouse Radio Network again.
They are desperate to have you back.
Yeah. I'm kidding. Dino didn't do anything like that before I get his ass in trouble. They're
Syndicate
Radio.
Frankmaster and Dino with the big generous donations.
The Syndicate Radio treasurer just went nuts.
You don't want his wife to roll him and get known to him.
You gave $1 to me!
You did what? All right. So Brendan's also sending in numbers. We got a Walmart here in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Hey, there's something. But I say we call the angry guy that we're gonna play his prank call here. The first one we did to him back in August. That's gonna be on tonight's break. Let me give them a call here real quick before it gets too late. That's a Dewdrop in Honoruru. Send him here to the conference. See if we can get him to react. He doesn't always react.
If he's there.
No, he's there. And his name
Hello?
Is... Yeah, hi. May I speak with Charlie, please? I'm returning his call.
Who is calling? Charlie's not here now. Can you call back half hour?
Oh, what's he doing? Is he in the toilet? Oh,
no.
I heard him.
She's outside now.
Oh, okay. Can you... I can't call a cell phone or anything. That wouldn't be okay.
Okay.
Well, tell me. Do you understand the question or are you confused? Don't just go, uh-huh. Just, 30 minutes, I can talk to Charlie, right?
Yeah, can you call back half hour?
Half
He's
hour?
Not here now.
Half hour, 30 minutes. What's it going to be?
Oh, 5:45. Oh, you want to leave your phone number, please?
No, I will give him a call back. I don't like giving up my information like that to women.
Okay.
I'm a married man.
Okay.
Understand? All right? Don't get fresh. All right,
okay.
I'll call him back. You tell him Patton's going to be calling, all right?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. All right, tits. Yeah. All right, cool. Remind me, gentlemen, 30 minutes, we got to call Charlie back. Charlie Patton, get it? Man,
yeah.
I didn't get a chance to eat my rice and beans before the show started. Now I'm hungry. I'm going to take an early break.
Are you burning?
Rest in
peace. Is there smoke?
No, I'm just hungry, man. I didn't get a chance to eat my rice and beans in time. talk about some.
Oh, okay. We're gonna do the well, I think we're still on the stove. I didn't know. I'm asking. I'm not.
Drug-free show, man. What are you talking? Milkman, what did you ever find out?
No.
What did you ever find out about that K2, Milkman? Did you ever find out anything about that? You were supposed to do an investigative report on smoking K2 and synthetic marijuana. Anything ever come of that?
Shit, I can tell you that much.
I've heard a lot about it, and basically this whole synthetic marijuana thing has nothing to do with anything other than it just got the word out. They're just taking any like organic material, could be an herb, it could not necessarily specified, and spraying it with chemicals. They're actually saying that it has nothing really to do with and no guarantee that there's any synthetic THC in it, but they're just
you're
spraying
basically,
with chemicals.
You're basically smoking potpourri.
You want to watch out what the heck you're doing if you're smoking with that stuff, because you don't know what you're smoking.
I've been smoking it for the last 2 months.
You've been smoking potpourri for the last 2 months.
I'm fucking crazy. I'm fucking smoking Nature's Own. I don't know. What the fuck? What's a good potpourri brand? I don't know. What the fuck? Does anyone even use potpourri anymore?
I think no.
That's gone the way of the dodo. Who burns potpourri?
Potpourri. That's why they put it on there.
That's sort of when
that's why they sold it as fake weed.
I don't know who we're calling. I didn't
thank you for calling the Crop Shop. This is Lindsay. How can I help you?
Who's this?
Who?
This is the Crop Shop.
Yeah, I'm calling back. Crab Trap, right?
Yes.
That's good. Is it one of those seasons with the R right now?
What?
You know, you're not supposed to eat the crabs unless it's a month that starts with A, ends with AY or something like that.
Oh, yeah,
like
that's right.
Oh, shit.
November, yeah, oh, it is. November. Yeah, right. Ooh, can't do it.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do then.
Shrimp, you got any shrimp?
Shrimp, you got any shrimp? Hello, sir.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, so we can't have crab. Crab's out of season, right?
We have crabs here. We're closed, though.
Well, I want to make an order for tomorrow. I'm going to pick it up. Steamed crabs.
Oh, we don't have... Do we have king crabs? We don't have king crabs. They have to be on our special.
Oh, wait. Well, there's got to be something you can do. What do you got in the back there? Something. You got any flounder? I want something shellfishy, but if I'm not going to have the crab if it's out of season. I don't want to get messed with that nastiness. It's dirty, right? Give you an embolema or something in the head? Hello? Bitch. Hangs up on Valente. No one hangs up on Valente. Oh, we got a lot of numbers here from Lonesome Loser. Wiz Bangs Burgers. Hey, I go for a burger right now.
Bangs Burgers.
Hey, op me here, mono. Op me here, mono. Op me.
Nope.
Make him green.
Nope.
Make him green.
Nope.
Make him green.
Thank you for calling Crab Trap. How can I help you?
What happened with the phone hanging up over there? You guys got problems?
You
know, no. Don't know how to use the phone? Is there a man I can talk to, maybe?
Sure. Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Cross. Calling about the crab order, and I got some woman over there messed up the order again and hung up the phone because she's afraid. I want her written up, and I want you written up, too, for being sassy.
Just hold on 1 second.
All right, we'll get your papers.
What's that noise? What's that?
That's
effect.
My phone. That's my phone. My G2.
So it's like the astronauts.
Yeah,
like
it's
the
astronaut beep. It pisses Athena off every time it goes off. It makes my makes my cat jump.
I love that.
Thank you for calling. Please continue to hold. A representative.
Needs to work that into some bit.
Yeah. Man, I'm really hungry now. You guys all right if I eat rice and beans live in the air?
Go ahead. Go ahead. We'll be cranky. Don't want you cranky on the air.
I'll turn the cow gal cranky. My sugar's low. I'll stab some money.
We appreciate your patience and apologize for the delay.
Oh, fuck crabs.
Yeah!
Fucking crabs. All right. Here we go. We got Hombre Gordito Hideout. That means the fat man hideout. That's horrible. Now I'm upset.
Jack Masterson calling.
Yeah, that's true. Where's my Jack Ma... Hang on. Hey. There is it. Oh, I don't have a Sharpie here.
No, maybe I have one.
Yeah, that's going to help. Thanks. I'll put three pens in my mouth at the same time. There we go. I'm probably going to choke myself to death.
It's going to help. I could just do it. I could just do the... I don't know if
we'll find it. Just moan into the fucking microphone. No, I'll do it. Hombre Gordito. try them. Let me play a song here. Let's play some Ghostface.
Hold it!
Ghostface killer.
Now, you get out of here.
I don't really know anything he's saying. They're just a Ghostface killer.
You bastards can't push us around. You want to fight? I'll take you on.
That nigga's twisted.
Nah, fam.
Stop playing with that clip, man. Close those fucking blinds, too, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, one more
video. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, yeah. I heard you guys possibly had some kind of special accommodations there. I had reservations made, and they're refusing to return my deposit. Hello?
Sorry.
You're supposed to
I
make...
Can't hear you.
Huh? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
What was your question? I couldn't hear you.
You're supposed to make special accommodations for me because of my size. I was guaranteed that this place was for people who are large. And you have room for size EE handicap bathrooms. Elevator to the first floor. Hello? Hello, ma'am? They hung up. Bastards. Come up.
Maybe it's not enough for them to understand.
Yeah, I will.
Maybe it's not. Hang on, we're calling him back. We're calling him back, stupid asshole listeners.
Come on, man, get out of this store, man. Get away from this store, nigga. Stop playing, man.
Stupid syndicate shit.
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Yes, I was just speaking to a woman over there. I think she hung up on accident. Did she explain the situation to you?
Okay.
All right, well, listen, I'm a large man. I'm a disabled, handicapped Vietnam veteran. I was in town today for the Vietnam Memorial viewing, and you were supposed to make accommodations for me here.
I'm not aware of that.
I'm a class 3 diabetic. I have weighed 482 pounds, and I'm in a wheelchair. You were supposed to make special accommodations for me. Extra large. You were supposed to have the one room that's the size of two rooms.
Okay, we don't have that.
Well, no, it says here in the paper that you people signed a contract to do it. And it's supposed to be, you know...
Okay, that's not the case. Well, you have the wrong number.
May I speak to a man, please? Because I don't think that you know how to run things over there. What's your position there? Do you clean the bathrooms?
You have the wrong number. Have a great evening. Thank you.
No, this is Hombre Gordito. Calling him right back. Jack Masters on the floor.
I'm in the crib watching Larry King Live. The new Gucci's on the refrigerator. Smoking some Kush. This nigga's a lot of Swisher. Becoming a roach. Go get the glass ashtray. Pour the glass of Coke. Tap the bottle and toast. Bar until the sip of the Coke.
I don't think they're answering anymore. Great. I put the mark on the floor and now I gotta put it back in my mouth when I wanna do the Jack Masters call. That was smart.
Well, it's supposed to, yeah.
Good work, stupid. Alright. What else we got here? Oh, hey, we got that liquor store that we've messed with. Everybody's favorite liquor store. I don't know if you ever call that particular location. Milkman, you know what I'm talking about when I say that's one of the newer pranks that we've done. That's one the syndicate syndicate hoes don't know.
Yeah, they missed a lot. Storylines and all sorts.
They missed a lot. They missed me getting arrested again.
Yeah.
They missed Milkman's heart attack.
Right.
Yep. Tuck had knee surgery.
Mm-hmm. My whole fascination with new drugs.
Yep.
My trip to Bali.
Canadian wetback saying he'll post the bail if we get arrested. Or none of us a woman or not. Man, woman, whatever it is. taking you up on the offer. Get with me.
I'm about to go. Probably going to have to go AWOL here now before about 20 minutes. So I'm going to get my.
I'm gonna take a shower. I hear you. All right, Wimpy's Liquor is answering. All right, cool. We'll go do what you got to do. I'm going to call a chimney sweep place in your honor. There you go.
All right. I'm here. I'm just going to mute it.
All right, buddy. Smile you later. I'll keep you on. Milkman, what's the weather where you're like? It finally cooled down here in Florida, man. Up in O-Town, Orlando, down here, I guess. Not up in here. It's been in the 60s and 70s.
It's cold as shit here, man. And raining a lot during the last week. It was out in hell. It was 44 last night.
Fuck.
Right now it's like 55.
Wow. Dude, and you're in San Francisco. Yeah. I don't understand. I thought California didn't really get cold, but you say it does get cold there. I didn't realize. I thought it was
there's California's a huge place. It's like a country to itself. You got Northern California, you got Southern California. Southern California is always nice and warm and dry. Northern California gets cold and rainy in the winter.
Oh, fuck that shit, man. I want to do that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Cold's all right. I want it to be rainy and cold. Fuck that. It doesn't snow in San Francisco. I don't know that much.
I'd rather be in Southern California, man. That's where the weather's good. That'd be.
Yeah, that's where the Mexicans will kill you. Very
Lucky
nice.
Sully.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? I was getting threatened over there the other day.
Pardon me?
You had some Mexican guys over there were threatening me when they came over to look at the chimney. What's that about?
I ain't got Mexican guys.
Well, that's good. That's why I'm calling you then. Put me down.
Hey, how can I help you?
Yeah, I need chimney sweeping services.
All right.
Yeah, now is there any danger if I were to try to do it myself with some chemicals? Like beforehand.
Well, there's always the danger of falling off a ladder.
Well, not that, but the problem is I tried to do the cleaning myself with water and that didn't work out, and then I put some chemicals down there. So I don't want your guys going in there causing a fire because I'm going to hold you responsible, you understand? They don't know what they're doing.
Well, somebody doesn't know what they're doing, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm being honest with you, but I'm broke. I don't have a lot of money, but this chimney's got to go on. And I'm afraid that right now if I turn it on, it's going to catch a fire. It's got flammable chemicals and liquids in there, in the chimney.
Yeah. What all did you put in there anyway?
Kerosene. We were using nitrogen tanks to try to clear it out. There's a nitrogen tank stuck up there somewhere right now, I believe, also. So I need you guys to come clean all that out.
Where's this at?
It's in my house. It's my second house, but it's my house. It's on Walnut.
Okay, well, where's the house?
212 Walnut, Orange. Yeah.
In Orange?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So, Okay, now, the good thing about it is the kerosene will evaporate over a period of time. How much kerosene did you put down there?
About a good $40 worth.
Jesus, that's about 10 gallons.
Yeah, just about. Yeah, I mean, I got the stuff. I work for Ace Hardware. I got my hands on the stuff. Charcoal briquettes, also. A few of those up in there. What I'm mostly concerned with, this is nitrogen tank, you know?
Are you pulling my leg?
No, seriously, there's a nitrogen tank up there. I got to get it out. I figure you guys leave it to the professional. My wife's nagging at me. Do this, do that. Don't do it yourself. Pay for someone to do it. She doesn't understand that I lost my job 2 weeks ago. She doesn't know. I leave every day. I go to my mistress's house all day. Come back 5 o'clock at night. She has no idea.
Yeah, we're busy for next week. You know.
Well, whenever it is. I mean, it's before when you know. I'm gonna turn it on here, and the problem is, you know, I don't want to be held responsible for the house catching on fire. You understand? Or
neither do I.
Huh?
Yeah, so I want to pass.
No, actually, you can't pass. It's a Good Samaritan laws and you can't pass. I know all about all this, so.
Well, I'm passing.
Have you heard about the Good Samaritan laws?
Yeah, I'm still passing.
But you can, because I can hold you liable. What's your financial ID number? Bastard. Who operates their business out of a cell phone anyway? Milkman does. Give him a call back.
Ha! Oh.
What's the deal, y'all? I need y'all niggas to buckle up one time. imagine me sweeping or duck cleaning. I'm sorry I missed your call, but if you please.
Not me. That sounds effeminate, if you ask me. Chimney sweep. He's gonna pass. You know? Mark that down, that's a good story. Double Dragon Restaurant. That was a good game.
I'm talking about
fucking Double Dragon,
baby.
Has it been 30 minutes yet? Can we call Charlie yet?
No, it's only been... So you got 13 minutes to go.
Hey, is it Double Dragon?
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, I was there with my brother Billy.
Yes, sir.
All right, someone beat up my my brother Billy, and they punched my girlfriend in the chest, and they dragged her off.
Okay, just a moment. Let me hand you to the manager.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for holding. I'm Lisa. Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Listen, I was there with my brother Billy, and someone punched my girlfriend in the gut and beat me and my brother up, and then they dragged her off. These three guys. One of them was black. One of them was holding a baseball bat also.
Can you hold for one moment? Hold for one moment, okay?
Right.
Could you say slowly again? What's going on? I'm
sorry. Someone beat me and my brother Billy up. They came from behind. And they punched my girlfriend. They punched
you.
They punched
someone beat you in the parking lot?
Yeah, and then they punched my girlfriend in the stomach and they dragged her off.
Oh, that's not right.
What's
do
what I'm saying?
Do you want to do you want to stop by to see who they did that, or?
Well, I think I'm just going to go after them and beat them up, but I want to lead because they were working for you.
I'm really confused. Is someone else work for me?
Yeah, they had your shirts on, Double Dragon, it said.
They had a suit on Double Dragon.
Yeah, so I want to know who they were. Because I'm not involving the police. I'm taking care of this vigilante justice style.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I want to see who do that because nobody offered yet. Anybody still working?
One of them was black.
I want to see who did that.
One of them is black. One of them was climbing up and down the wall. One of them was this broad. There was this woman that had a whip. You know what I'm talking about? There was this other guy. There's another big guy who's bald.
I'm not really real what you're talking about. Are you talking about one of the employees?
They all work for Double Dragon, yes, and I'm bringing them down, me and my brother Billy.
So, can you hold for 1 second?
All right. Battletoads. That's good. Battletoads was hard as balls, man. Battletoads was insanely fucking hard. I hated that fucking game. I was so angry, I threw my Nintendo controller across the room. My mom just about strangled me with it.
Don't smash it with your hand, whatever you do.
I used to bite my Nintendo controllers when I got frustrated at games. They all had chew marks on them. I'm not kidding you. I used to bite them on the corners. You see them, they're all bit.
Thank you for holding. What would you like?
I don't want anything. I'm saying because I came in and someone came from behind and beat up me and my brother Billy.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, there's someone
else. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. MD never played Battle. MD, don't play Battle. Oh, they hung up.
You remember to record the video stream?
Ah, fuck, 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 fuck. Thank you, Milkman, for reminding me at least. Thank you. I even had a sticker on the fucking monitor that says record. Do you think I recorded it? Of course not. Well, better late than never. Now we're recording the video stream. Shit.
No, the sticker says make sure to wear a hat, Captain's hat.
No, it's right here. Look. Like it says right there, record. A lot of good that did. Had it right next to the button that I hit to start the stream. What an asshole I am. What an asshole. Anyway, at least we didn't miss the whole episode. Good call, Milkman. Thanks for reminding me. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I got one-sided fucking microphone audio again. What is up with this mic? Come on, Frank. The moment is here. Take your fucking hood off. And tell the driver to stay put. Fuck the niggas on the block. They shook. Most of them won't look. They're frightened. They know crooks. They're fucked up. They own jokes. The Joshua Jackson 5-0 because they own foot. Straight ahead. I don't know why he's doing that. See that lady with the shopping cart. There we go. We got it back in the middle now. Damn, she looked pretty old, girl. She worked for Kevin. All right, Nunu sent in a number. He reports. Good, we'll do that. Mikey 129 reminded me that I've been saying I want to get a pop filter here for the studio for the last, year. Every weekend I forget to get it. Writing that down, too. Maybe I'll remember it. Yeah, I didn't report it. I'm surprised. Big Outlaw's still in Syndicate? I thought he was, like, kicked out or something. Then he, like, try to stab himself or something? Then he get all emotional? Remember that? I don't know if you guys remember that.
What the fuck?
No, that's seriously. Big Outlaw. He got upset once. He was drinking. I think he was doing drugs. And he started cutting himself live on the camera on the show.
Awesome.
Yeah, then wow. He made, a shit mustache or something once. I forgot. That guy's fucking crazy.
Wow. It just got so hectic here towards the end, dude. I just kind of lost track of it, man.
I don't know, man. I don't know. He's into weird. He's Wiccan or something. He's into some weird Wicca stuff, too, apparently. All right, well, that's Double Dragon. Again, if you didn't figure it out, I was quoting, well, I was like referencing to the beginning of the actual game, Double Dragon.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. I love that. I like that when you keep turning off and you could attack each other while you were going
at the end. Yeah, at the end. It wasn't at the very end. Like, after you beat the final boss, you ended up, the two brothers fought each other if you had two player. This is way.
No, you could disable it the whole time. You could just be, like, doing battle from the beginning. It was one of the options where you could kill each other, too.
Oh. What's the fun of that, man? That's not fun.
That was fun as shit. I would disable and I wouldn't tell somebody. We'd walk on, kick him in the back of the head, and he's like, what?
All right, Milkman, I hear you, bro. I hear you. Let me play a prank call here real quick. Milkman, any suggestions for a prank call? What's an old one here that we haven't played in a while in honor of us returning to Syndicate Radio? Don't say Pasquale, for the love of shit.
Oh, you know we love that one. let's see. How about one of the colostomy bag calls?
Oh, dude, I want to know what those are called. Colostomy bag calls. Yeah, that's. I don't think those ever got isolated. Hang on.
Oh, I know. How about this? We haven't heard anything from Wrecking. Why don't you play one like the PFA call or the Foreign Actors call or one of the Wrecking calls with you and him on it?
Oh, that?
Like this. Stool sample.
Oh, that's not Reckler. That's me. But yeah, we'll do stool sample. Hang on, let me get that then. That was me and Ted.
Sheridan. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, well, before, the stool sample guy, right? What was that called? I got a big black gun?
Adolfo or something. Yeah, something like that. Adolfo was his guy's name.
Adolphus Cotton. If I can find it. Yeah, hang on. No, I can't fucking find it.
It was stool sample 1, 2, and 3. I think you started it, and then one of them left dudes on there. But you called back, and she kept trying to hang up, and you feel like you're the operator. She was going wild, dude.
Oh, she got pissed, dude. Let me get that. Give me a few minutes. Let me take 5 minutes. I gotta go take care of something outside here real quick. I'll be right back. I need to use the restroom. I'm gonna play a prank call when we get back. We got more pranks to do, including Rip City Grill, Die By Dang Restaurant, and the Chief Motel. Fuck yeah!
All right, Cocky.
Is he expecting you? Who?
No, I'm. Dr. Nargis told me to give him a call with these instructions.
But his doctor is not Dr. whoever you said.
It's the specialist, ma'am. His physician forwarded the information on to Dr. Nargis and made the determination of what was going on. He just wanted to give him a therapy plan he needs to practice at home. And he just wrote
okay, hold on.
Please.
Hold on.
Hurry it up.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, I'm sorry. I lost my temper. Did you have a pen and paper?
Who are you talking to?
I'm trying to leave a message for the instructions for the therapy plan he needs to
practice. Yes, but someone said hurry it up.
Oh, I'm sorry. The quality assurance thing. Yeah, that we had something that you're supposed to, for the quality of your service, is blah, blah, blah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Breakfast, as much fiber as possible, preferably oatmeals and greens. What kind of greens do you make, if any?
All.
Do you like
cabbage,
collards,
string beans, the works?
Collards and turnip greens and spinach greens.
Yeah, I do all of those.
Okay.
Broccoli, the works.
And he needs to eat as many oranges as possible.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what this is going to do is going to be like a natural colonic for his system. Okay, now he needs to collect a stool sample after every bowel movement.
Got it.
Okay, so do you have the instructions there for the stool sample collection?
Do I have any? Did his doctor give him any?
Well, I'm not certain, so I'm making sure. I mean, if he didn't mention it to you, perhaps I should.
No, he hasn't mentioned this to me, or that someone would be calling it. That's just not natural that he wouldn't mention this. That's why I'm asking all of these questions, because
right,
he never said anything about it.
He just needs to collect a stool sample after every bowel movement, and it's very simple. All he has to do, he's supposed to have carrots. Do you have any carrots there now, or do you need to get them? The long kind, not the baby carrots, the long ones, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Basically, all he does, after he has a bowel movement, he's going to take a carrot and shove it up as far up into his asshole as possible, and then put it in a bag and write the date on the bag. You got that?
Hello?
Yes, did you get that?
No, maybe you need to do that.
Well, that's his responsibility, don't
you? No, it's my responsibility to tell you to do that, because this is this call is not a natural call, so you can just go to hell.
Ma'am, don't speak to me like that, please. I'm a professional.
You don't sound it.
I'm a licensed male nurse.
Yes, okay. I believe it too.
Well, I mean, I am a smart person, and I command a bit of respect in this society.
Excuse me?
I command a bit of respect.
Well, I command a bit also, and I say that you can go to hell. Now, did you hear that? Did you hear that commandment?
Do you know?
Go to hell.
Do you know what the Bible says about?
Can you hear me?
Do you listen to Jesus?
Do you listen to him?
I sure am.
No, you don't.
Dr. Nargis is a beautiful Catholic.
Good for him.
And I am ordained through the body and blood of Christ to give you these instructions.
Good for him.
About the stool sample, ma'am. So I expect you wrote them down, because there's going to be a quiz at the end of this conversation.
Go to hell. Hello?
Ms. Cruz?
Yes.
Did you write all that down?
Did I write all what down?
All the instructions.
Yeah, and I had this call trace also.
How do you have a trace? Come on.
Excuse me?
Did you turn on your tracing machine?
Well, tell me this. What is it that you want? What kind of nutcase are you?
I'm giving you important instructions.
You know what? I don't want your important instructions. I do not want them. So you take your instructions and give it to somebody else.
Okay,
or cram them up your behalf.
You want to know the truth?
No, I do not, because you can't even tell me anything that's true.
I'm telling you, I'm
goodbye,
after
you. Asshole.
I'm, ma'am. Oh, man, I was going to tell her the truth.
She is funny as hell, dude.
That's what they told me. That's what I did.
Phone company, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, this is the phone company. How may I help you?
Someone has called here. This is the second time. Saying stupid things, and I was told to dial star to have the call traced.
Okay, just one moment. I'm going to go ahead and trace that now. Can you hold, please?
Yes, I will.
Okay, here we go. Okay, that's coming back negative, ma'am. Did you insert the carrot all the way up into the anus and then extract it?
Go to hell.
I love you, lady. I love you.
You are one son of a bitch.
Excuse me, identify yourselves. I'm tapping into the line.
Go to hell.
Excuse me, this is Bubba Johnson. I'm the operator from what's going on this line right here.
Hello, you're calling back from Trace.
Hello?
Good evening. This is Bubba from...
Yeah.
I was just breaking in on the line there. I won't charge you for the break. Normally it's 50 cents when we trace a call and break in on the call.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking notes here. I noticed that you received about 3 calls this evening from a number. What is it? So what is the content of the calls? What was going on?
The person asked to speak to my husband, and he said he was a male nurse, and he wanted to give instructions to him. He heard some doctor or something told him to call because he...
I'm typing this in. Hold on. All right. He said he was a male nurse.
Yes.
He called your husband, and then what did he tell your husband?
And you are from where now?
I'm a line technician.
Okay. And the person said that they needed to give him some doctor's instructions about what is it that he could do to so that his pressure would go down. And they gave
him... His blood pressure?
Yes.
Okay.
And I said, I'm sorry, but I wouldn't know about this. I haven't heard him say anything about that. And he continued and gave me instructions. And on the end, he said, now, do you have a carrot? Do you know about the collecting a stool a sample? And I said, what kind of stool is a sample? And he said, well, you need...
This sounds like kid stuff. This sounds like kids pulling a joke on you.
Well, it wasn't a kid. It wasn't a kid. This was an adult. A crazy adult. Mm. And he said, take a carrot and stick it all the way up his ass.
His what?
You heard
now,
what I... Huh?
I can't write that, though.
Well, that's what they say. You said
right,
you from bed. You said you from bed.
I'm just going to put down. Said. I can't say harassing. What would you call it?
I call it harassing.
Harassing. Okay.
That's what you said you were a technician, a line technician.
Yeah, I got to take notes because they're going to trace it back to who called you,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to send somebody out to his house tomorrow.
Okay.
And
this is not the first time.
Okay, now hold on. All right, I got this filled in. Okay, so what was you going to say before I cut you off? I'm sorry.
I was going to tell you that this is not the first time. It happened about a month ago also. And I was able to apprehend a couple of numbers. And I called the phone company, and I was given, told to dial this star,
right.
And they would trace the call.
I understand that. All right. Okay, what I need you to do.
Rest in peace, Ted. Ted passing away not too long ago. And that sucks. Yeah, it did suck.
That sucked when that happened.
Sad moment in prank call history. But, yeah, at least we still got Jen Stewart around. Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging in there. I took my break. I got my rice and beans in me and a little bit of chicken. Now we can go. Let's move on.
Let's
do it.
And where are we going?
We're going straight to jail. Let's commit misdemeanors all night tonight.
All right. Woo!
30 minutes. It's time to call Hawaii.
Like that is it 30 minutes? Let's do it.
It's getting drastic. Read the label and say it loud. Another wound banger. 36 chambers through your area. It
says if I call the dewdrop in, my current call would be put on hold. I don't want that. I want to add it.
Why?
No, I don't want that. Fuck.
No. Man.
Try it again. Nah, it doesn't want to add it. Oh, shit. Yeah, I got
to
do another one.
They're on to you. They're on to you.
Skype's on to me? Yeah, the fuckers. I got it now. Aha, success. Found the wormhole.
Eventually, there will be a way for things like this to know when people are pranking and blocking.
Oh, man.
Hello?
Is Charlie available now? Is he in the toilet still?
Hello?
Thank you, babe. I was sounding angry over there.
Hello.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? I called you 30 minutes ago. You were outside or something?
Huh?
What were you doing? I called you like 30 minutes ago. You were outside or something. I don't understand. What was the matter? You okay? You tore your car?
Second, you call from where?
I'm calling from PepsiCo.
Huh?
I'm calling from PepsiCo on the 3,100... hang on, let me see here. You got an outstanding bill, $3,279.47. You placed an order last week.
For what?
You placed an order last week for two crates of orange juice, four cases of Pepsi, and two of Sprite.
No, you're crazy, you.
No, I got your confirmation number here. You made
No. What's your name?
This is Cross with PepsiCo. Last week, we made an order for your Pepsi order. Orange juice, Pepsi, and Sprite. Remember?
No. Cancel.
No, it's still here. $3,279.47.
Hey. Huh? Come on, you.
Don't be a jerk.
What are you talking about?
Don't be a shit, all right? Just be nice to me.
Hello?
Yeah.
Who's calling?
That person is a jerk.
Who is calling?
I'm calling.
Can you leave a message?
No. I'm
Is it call wrong number?
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, 3,000.
Call wrong number for here?
$3,279.47. Hello?
He's going to get the stick.
Quiet down. What the fuck is going on?
Hello, who is customer please here?
No, Charlie.
Who?
I've got an order here
You want order?
No, it's 30.
Okay, can you? I write down for you. Okay, you. What is it like that? I can take an order for you.
No, I'm not talking about order. Why are you making? What is he threatening you or something? What's the matter?
You wanna take an order?
No.
This is restaurant.
No, you're 30 days past due on your Pepsi order.
Pepsi order?
You're 30 days past due.
30 days past the order. 30 days past? No, yesterday I just somebody called. We order ready.
Yeah, I know, but you're 30 days past due, and that's an order on top of that.
No. I just called ready. I called order ready.
Well, I don't know if your information is expired, but they're going to shut...
Maybe you call wrong number, wrong restaurant.
No, but we're going to have to shut down your Pepsi machine over there, is what I'm saying. I don't want that to happen. You know?
No, nothing problem for machine, but we ordered the Pepsi ready, so you didn't call again.
No, I'm calling to confirm because that order's not going to come. The order's canceled. Whatever, man. He was going off about calling the police or something there for a while? Jeez, wow.
This is me. Not quite.
Yeah, well.
Yo, okay, keep it going, but just say, yeah.
Well, Charlie shit his pants again.
Yeah, let's go.
Silent King. All right. Yeah. The big
box shit. Yeah, I gotta have some sort of foil.
It's called the French Gourmet.
Alright,
why not?
Since rap got locked right before we visit the 90s. What's he do? Kitchen cooking up
with the French Gourmet.
It's late fall dime season. We bought the crib next to Bill Clinton mother because she fucked
why
with the
care?
Chinese. They hit niggas with Heron. 14 of us with Beamers.
How big outlaws call me a pussy ass fat because I won't give him the password. Should I give him the password? Everyone in Syndicate.
To what?
To Syndicate. He wants. Hello?
I don't care.
This is the French. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, sir?
Stupid phone menus. And we'll call him back. Should I give him the password? I could give him the password. Does he deserve
it? The Syndicate? I don't give a shit about Syndicate. You can do what you want to do.
Hang on, I'm going
to
send Big Outlaw the password real quick. Hang on, give me a second. He says I'm supposed to... He says I'm Rev's friend, and I'm supposed to give him the password, and I'm a pussy-ass fag if I don't. All right, I'll do it now. Hang on, let me send that to him.
You are Rev's friend, and...
Yeah, let's
what?
Go.
No, I am Rev's friend.
Yeah.
Big pop well. Shit. Look at you. Mr. Grace Man.
Since rap got locked right before we on this pack kid. I told him I'll email it to him, so let's get an email from him and I'll get that straightened out. No problem, Big Outlaw, you're right. You know, it's fag. I guess I should send you the password.
No one does. ever. Not even pussy ass fags.
I don't want to come off as a pussy ass fag, so Outlaw, you make sure you give me your email address and I'll get right on sending you that password, sir.
Okay. All right. Not even pussy ass fags. Want to be pussy ass fags.
Okay, stupid. You see like 4 or 5 niggas
with half moons and wave intentions. Because then they would be pussy ass fagging.
Okay, stupid redneck. I'll send it to you. Half moons and wave intentions. What's really good? The dro hit him. All right, let's try the French gourmet again. Dirty ass old
chick with him. And you turn the preheat oven to 450 degrees, shit in oven and close door.
I just don't know what the fuck he's talking about. He's like, turn me password, fresh front password. Stop drinking. Stupid ass. Yeah, fuck about pussy ass, bro.
And you just log your French password.
What the fuck you're talking about, you stupid shit? Shut up. Stop sending me texts. Stop chatting with me, stupid fuck. Fat annoying fly. Shut up. Jesus.
Password.
Yeah, give me that password right now.
Password. Password.
Huh?
Password.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, there's some big fat redneck over there saying that he wants the password. Give me the fucking password.
I'm a friend. And France gives their friends passports.
You hear him?
Something. I don't remember.
What are the codes?
Hello?
Give me the codes. Right now. Is this the French gourmet?
Oh, man. There's two of you, French man.
You hung up already. I don't know what the fuck. Yeah. He's like, whatever you say, stupid American. That's why we do. Just know who was who. Acknowledge me all day and calling us, we're calling a fucking steakhouse now. I want to listen to Ghostface here. Ghostface, no one can tell a story in rhyme better than Ghostface Killer. Let's all listen to this real quick. 1 minute, 10 seconds. On the other side of town is Tony. Laid up, this white chick wanna goggle my nuts. I put the Baileys down, tap the blunt out. Grab the by hair, watch Blondie Love whip my dick out. Spit dripping down my balls, she slobber me. That's right, suck that dick, get it off of me. Speaking of sucking dick, Dino's calling in. Big Dino.
Hey, what's up, big man?
Hey, man, is Big Outlaw banned? He says that I'm supposed to give him the password. I think it's one of those phishing emails, you know, where he's from Nigeria.
What?
He said that I'm supposed to give him the password. He's begging for the password.
Nah, don't give that redneck pig with tits anything. He's a liar.
Nah, that's cool. All right.
He's drinking his mother's moonshine again and rubbing peanut butter on his bowl so his fucking bloodhound can lick it.
Probably. You know, he was cutting himself the other day, too. He was cutting himself.
You on air right now?
Yeah, I'm on air right now. Dino, thanks for letting us back. We love Syndicate,
right,
man.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and welcome you back, bro.
All right, bro.
Do your thing, man, and don't listen to that redneck bastard.
Yes, sir. We'll be done.
All right, man. Have a good time. All right,
bro.
See you later. Once again, man, welcome back to the fam, man. We all missed you, bro.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Dino.
All
right. Funny story. Dino over there called me like at 9 o'clock in the morning one day. When I was I was in the hospital waiting for my mom was having open heart surgery. Out of nowhere. So my mom's having open heart surgery. It's like 2 months ago. I'm sitting there all stressed out.
And that's the thing about this happening. You just at times of stress, you just see a friend from like elementary school walk by and go, hey, and it's just like out of nowhere.
Yeah, and then
sort of weird things happen.
Dina
like
was great. He started praying with me and everything. Yeah. Large amount of grams and it rocked up. And she pregnant, my little man got it knocked up. He popped up. I'm like a crooked cop, Richard Gere, big smirk on.
Now what are you doing?
Man, I kind of saying Dina sounded like it was calling from a prison cell phone. Or a payphone. That's funny. That was funny. It was like you have a collect call. Anyway, I want to say a big what's up to everyone who's here right now, all over our extended Madhouse Radio Network, course 98.6 The Mouth. Mikey 129's in the house, MST3 Clay, good friend of ours. Coconut looks like he made it. He had a feeling he might be stuck at work, but he's there. He's working diligently on editing our August 3rd episode. August 11th episode was updated this morning.
Okay, wait to find out what happened August 3rd.
I tried editing August 3rd, and to be honest with you, I was like, oh, this show sucks. I don't want to edit it. And Coco's Coco's like, I'll edit it. I'm like, phew, take it away. I'll do the 11th. That's my show. All right. A lot of people can corrupt corruption. He actually he knows us from back in the old Syndicate days. Wasted. Justin's in the house. Grishnav, Caustic, Bad Boys of Ohio checking in. We haven't seen them in a long time. Yeah.
These names. He pulled the joint out. A bullet spun
out, but it was too late. Already Brendan Baz, Tuck. Tuck's here. Hey, Tuck.
Yeah.
Tuck's here, man. Hey. Yeah. A lot of others. If I didn't catch you, I'm sorry. It wasn't on purpose. And we'll get to our Syndicate people in a moment. And I said I wanted to hear this story. Ghostface is talking about getting a blowjob from his son's girlfriend, and then his son pulls a gun on him. Yeah, let's hear that.
He pulled the joint out, a bullet spun out, but it was too late. Already nutted on the side of a mouth, side of a face, and hair like something about Mary. I can't front, my son gun looks scary. Chill, she's a whore. You knew her from the time we wear trains on in, you still ain't fucked the rule. Come on, son, give me the gun. You gonna kill me over this bum ass bitch, you can't resist. Remember Vel had her in the telly taking the fist. Watch how you aiming at shit. You should be aiming at Trish. She take a bone like a ribeye steak, you Ruth Chris. You'll be eating. Oh, Ruth Chris, man. That's the best place to get a $100 steak. On the trigger, son, you squeezing the fifth. I only did it just to show you she's the easiest bitch. He came close, had to duff him. Nigga, give me that shit. That's how we make it happen. That's how we break it down. Hood all day, nigga. Watch how we take the town. That's why we do snow. Who was who? Acknowledge me all day and understand who was who. Fucking gun, motherfucker. I did pull a fucking gun out of me again, nigga. I'll blow your little balls off. Go to the store and get me a fucking 40 before I smack the shit out you, man. Word up. While you at it, yo, go in the freezer, get a steak, man, for your eye, nigga. Word up, put some bologna on your face or something, nigga. Make sure my 40 cold, too, when you bring it back. When you get back, bag this shit up, nigga. Word up. I don't give a fuck if you 25, nigga, you my son, nigga. Word up. That's why I let you slide, nigga. All right, let's go. Let's do that call we was talking about, nigga. Sick of hand smoke, Ken. That's right. Enjoy that. Sick of hand fake weed. I can smoke it on cam because it ain't marijuana. Hey, man. Officer, what you going to do? Mikey, yes. We called the guy 30 minutes ago. He said, call police. Call police. He didn't call me. He didn't say, I'll fuck you. Like he always says. Miami Heat are 5-4. Fuck that, man. You know what? Fuck the Heat. You know what pissed me off last night? Don't get me...
I can finish up with you, yeah.
Shut up,
right,
Ted.
I got all the Robert, can I help you?
Hey, listen, Ted was over there interrupting my phone call a little bit earlier.
Excuse me?
Ted, you know what I'm talking about?
Chad.
Ted.
Ted.
You asked how I interrupt your phone call anytime I want to call.
You heard him?
Phone. S.O.
Yeah, anyway, listen,
You don't love me anymore.
I got one of those larger steaks, you know, the expensive one?
Are you here now?
Well, no, I'm on my cell phone. I had a problem over there. I got a to-go box with my over two-thirds of my steak. That cost me a lot of money. This is not a question. It's a complaint. I went to the bathroom. I came out, and my box was gone, thrown away.
Where were you sitting at?
I was on table 4. Whose station is that? Whose station is that? I want to talk to them.
You want to talk to them?
I want to talk to whose station that is, yeah.
You can talk to me about it.
What do you do there? Is there, you know?
I'm a manager here.
All right, so? So how about we work this out? How about you go ahead and chop up a ribeye steak for me or something like that? I don't want any sides or anything. I just want my meat. I don't think that's fair.
Hold on.
I went up and went to use the bat, make a number one, and wash my hands. And the next thing I know, your people throw away my food that I barely ate. Whoa, man. That's not cool. You know what I'm saying? That's not cool because I work hard for my money. So hard for it, honey. All right?
Sure. Hold on, please.
All right, fine. And you better treat me right. Anyway, I was going to say the fucking Jazz beat the Heat in overtime Tuesday night. Then they come up here to Orlando and play my magic. The fucking magic, winning by 18 points, I think, at halftime. End up losing by 11. Third quarter collapse, as always. Fuck me. Fucking magic every time. Every fucking time. Collapse against the Celtics. Boston beat them. The Celtics beat the Jazz, MD. Fuck me. Fucking Celtics. Bunch of fucking hooligan monkeys. Gorillas. I hate them so much. I hate Boston. I'm sorry if you got any listeners from Boston. I don't like... I hate Red Sox fans. Big assholes. Boston fan. Celtics fans. Assholes.
Redskins sucks. Colts rocks.
How are the Colts doing this season anyway?
Kicking ass.
I'm quite surprised. Lions are actually having a good season. Didn't they only win one game last season? Now they're actually doing pretty good. I heard the Giants are doing pretty good now. They're starting to pick up a little bit of steam. So I caught those Volunteers doing. You have any idea? I have no idea.
Oh, they suck. They suck. Give me, yeah, dude, horrible team.
My alma mater, UCF, made the top 25 for the first time in history this week. Eagles beat the Colts. Scoring this. All I know is, hey, my fantasy football team kicked ass last week. That's all I know about. But I'm still like,
it's important.
I'm still in fourth place in the league. I lost four straight, man. I had a good start, lost four fucking straight. I had Tony Romo as one of my two quarterbacks on my team. Fucking, he's out. I forgot who else it was out for the season too. One of my draft picks was Santonio Holmes, who was suspended the first 4 weeks of the season. Came back, sucked. Finally had a decent game last week. Finally, that fuck.
Yeah. Your phone number.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
I have no idea.
Good for that black guy over there.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Hey, good for him.
Did you hear the latest? Man, the White Sox are going to go to the Super Bowl this year.
The White Sox are going to the Super Bowl.
One.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good for them.
Good for them, man. All right, we got numbers from Baz and Saipan. We always have fun calling Saipan. I don't want to miss those. Let me give those a call here. He's sitting in a black adult bookstore. Hey. We got a day center colorectal and proctology clinic. All right, let's give them a call here. All right. I lost something in my ass. What did I eat? Something I ate. I ate some money. I ate a quarter. I don't know. I ate some weed.
Wow. You smoked potpourri for 2 months.
Chucklefit, so welcome. Hey, Chucklefit, man, you're cool people. Thanks for having me back. Where's Big Veracity?
Hey.
Hello, sir. Hi, buddy. How you doing, sir? She didn't like that at all. Oops. All right, let me call her back and apologize. I was confused. What can you say? Went through a bad time. That Disneyland's girl's up on the camera in Syndicate. She's got nice pigtails. Grab onto those from behind. You know what I mean? She, this lady doesn't even want to pick up anymore now after I call her sir. Wow, she really took that to heart. Holy shit, lady. Take it easy. It was a mistake. Yeah. All right. Lord, please forgive me for we'll call the Hard Rock Cafe in Saipan, which I believe I've called before, and I listened to that prank earlier today. That's the one where I the guy was like, don't call me asshole, and he got upset. Because the way our eyes glance like they playing in my pants, yeah, ball game. I swear the hoes wasn't in my plans when a nigga took a chance and came to the big I'm such an asshole. My beat machine,
the only fucking there you are, but, you know, that's the whole point. That's what people listen to. But them 15 credits had a nigga off track. Picture that. So, best rappers is Lil Wayne in classes. The best bachelor since call an asshole this week. Good for him, you hear the word coming from my lips, bastards. I never got that chapstick. I practice that shit
made. Calls aren't connecting. The people on the silver platter. Now where's the ladder? Cause either you gon' whine or you climb. I chose the ladder. No, you haters is piss. Hold your bladder. Hey, where has Maven been at anyway? Maven is here. Is that real Maven or not? I was thinking today, where the fuck's Maven been forever? And Mia, there was that other girl Mia used to hang out with. Big Maven, hey, Maven, what's up, Maven? Maven. Dave's in the house.
Maybe we should call in. Maybe we should call in. I'm a piano, I'm an animal, my video on Discovery Channel, I'm a beast. When my shit hit the
streets, these niggas cease to exist like a beach in a tsunami. Getting pretty close to break time here, 11:30 p.m. about 15 minutes, we'll be taking a break, coming back and rounding out the show. First half is almost up. We're always looking forward to that. I got that prank call that was isolated today to the Honoruru Inn, the guy we called a little bit ago here, that Asian guy at the Chinese restaurant. We got the first set of calls that we did to him, four in a row, back on August 11th. Very funny stuff. I can't seem to set up Baz, if you could check that Saipan number, I can't seem to set it up to dial in the auto dialer here in Skype. I don't know if it needs the country code. I thought it didn't need the country code, but I can't find Saipan as one of the countries listed here.
I'm going to be a problem.
Well, is it called something else? I think it's called something else. So Saipan is actually something else. What is it? Is it Malaysia? I could be wrong. It's one of those. It's like a confederated federation of federations or something. It's got like a name like that. Federation or something. He says he called it using Google Voice. I don't know. I'll work on it, man. Oh, you know, if it's Google Voice, I can do our whitewash here. I can launder it, as I like to call it. This is something we do when we call numbers that we really should be careful with. Make sure I connect that to the studio here. See if this works. And it's not taken. It's missing a digit or something. Yeah, check that number. It's.
Did we receive a request to prank on the site from somebody about a gas station?
Let me see. Let me refresh that. The new request to prank doesn't automatically update me. I have to sit there and refresh it. Let me see here. Let's see.
Okay. There's a message here at 98.6 The Mouth that there was one sent in.
How recently? Today or earlier? Like back in earlier or something?
Two months ago?
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Prank question.
He said there was no
Ann Arbor.
I don't know. Let me see. Here we go. Ann Arbor. Here we go. Yeah, I got it here. Okay, yeah, I got it here. What is it called? I don't know. It's a restaurant. We got a Siggo gas station in Ann Arbor here, asking a bunch of price of cigarettes, different other items. Yeah, you can send a request to prank too, listeners. If you're listening right now, send in your request to pranks over at madhouselive.com. I got to make that more visible on the front page. But okay, we'll do it.
Awesome. You know, Ken is one of our listeners over there in the chat room, 98.6 The Mouth, and he sent one in, so.
Doing it now.
Good up for you, Mr. Ken. Like them tens.
She gave a nigga mad brain. Listen to a little bit of J. Cole. Jew boy asking if you guys are watching me enter the porn. Yeah, you fucking Jew, fucking bastard. You fucking Jew, shit. Controlling the fucking world with your fucking devil horns.
Sicko.
Why don't you get out of Palestine, huh?
Dude, I'm an American. Shut the fuck up.
You fucking Jews going into Palestine.
I was born in America. I am American. I am half white and half black. Stop calling.
Get out of Palestine.
This is owned by an American. Be quiet. Palestine. Go away.
Palestine for Palestinians. Holy shit.
Wow. What did we walk into there? Holy crap.
She's got all types of issues. She's used to that. Holy shit. Take it easy, man.
Wow, that's some serious issues.
Wow. She's one of those half black Jews, like Sammy Davis Jr.
Was that a request to prank this? I told
her that's all about how we've been living a lie.
And that they love to see us all. Same idea was just converted.
That number from our request to prank.
That was the one from request to prank. That was a Sitgo. Do you know who that was?
Oh, thanks again.
Half Croatian Italian.
Gold star for that one, Ken.
Thanks, Ken. Let me call her back. Let me apologize. I was confused.
We got off to a
bad foot there with the anti-Semitism. Hey, I love Jews. I love Jesus. He was a Jew. He was a Jewish carpenter. And I like Sammy Davis Jr. He's a Jew. Crusty
the
Clown.
Best lunch I've ever had was a Jewish girl.
There you go.
Sam.
Jews like to swallow. Jew girls do.
Oh, yeah.
Sicko.
I'm sorry, sweetie. I didn't mean, to get off on the wrong foot with you, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. Do you get that a lot about you not being from America? I mean, I know if you're... I mean,
no.
If you're an immigrant, it's okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend
you. I'm not an immigrant. I was born in Livonia, Michigan.
That's all right, honey. If you are, I mean, don't... You not have to, you know... Don't be ashamed of your religion or whatever it is that you are. You know?
I'm not. Dude, I'm American. I'm half white and black.
Okay. Like, you know, Sammy...
No, my parents are like... My grandparents are Norwegian.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice, honey. All right, so...
Yeah, whatever. Bye.
God damn. She just needs a good titty fucking or something. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. She's awesome.
She's a good dickin'.
Baby, that took two to make. Coward nigga, you a fake. How you gonna look in your son's face and turn your back? Then go start another family, dog. What type of shit is that? She said it's okay.
She sounds like a fat kid getting picked on at school. Funny, Mike, 129. Good point. Cold start for that one. Ding. I'm too late.
Dude, the last time you called, it gave me your number.
I'm
so...
No, I'm blocking. No. I'm blocking my number, so you don't know.
Okay, 012-3456. What's that?
That's not my number.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Why don't you call it?
That's
then?
My number.
Oh, you're right. That is my number. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Listen.
Whatever, dude.
I was
thinking.
Hang on,
man.
Sweetie, hang on.
Don't you have better things to do? Aren't you in college or high school or something?
Middle school.
Shouldn't you be putting a project together?
No, I just wanted
to. Can you just call people
and
torture them?
I just wanted to.
People haven't done anything.
Hey, listen.
I'm working on my
listen,
master's.
You mulatto, listen to me real quick, all right? I just want to say maybe.
Goodbye.
Maybe we'll change.
Do not call back.
You need to go dicking. Just let me get my part out there, and we'll be all right. I just want to tell her she needs a good dick, and it's true, she does. She makes a good point, though. I should be studying. I am a college student.
Yeah, see.
She likes your number. You were 1-2-3-4-5. She's jacking down, bro.
She's gonna call. I got your number. Gosh, she sounds so... I got your number. Oh.
Turn off the lights. For now, everything just... What is that? What is that number anyway? What's it? Skype?
1-2-3-4?
Skype just... Yeah, Skype just generates... You know,
it's supposed to show a Las Vegas area code number, and the ID is supposed to say madhouse.radio. I don't know why it's not coming up. Yeah.
It probably is.
Yeah. I don't know why it's not. No, honestly, I don't know why it's not. Let me try to call the Saipan number here real quick before we take that break. Give me a moment.
She's supposed to be cleaning the store now, according to Ken.
Yeah, we have fun with the gas stations. Boy, she's like fired out of a rocket. That's a firecracker right there. Probably gets on top.
Yeah.
Well, it's dialing now, but it's busy.
Yeehaw.
All right, we're getting there. Baz, good work, man. I think you were missing a number before, sir. How you made the darkness seem so bright. Feeling like things gonna be alright. Lights,
please. That's the show title.
Lights, please. Alright, Chief Motel, let's call them real quick. Turn off the lights, please. Yeah. I want to mention anybody who likes hip-hop out there, check out J. Cole. He's a very good rapper. He's not talking about he's got this, he's got that. He's out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. Good stuff. He's got an album coming out any day now called Cole World. And he's the first artist signed to Jay-Z's new independent album. I think it's called Rock World or something like that. I definitely recommend it.
Hello? No one is available to take your call.
What's that?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello?
I think your telephone...
Hello, can I help you?
The telephone machine's on. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, can you turn that off? Because
can I help you?
You're supposed to tell me that you're recording this and you don't have permission. Record me first. You understand?
Who is this?
This is Cross. I was calling about the spaces, but I'm not going to be doing this if you're going to be recording this call without telling me first that you're recording the call. You got to make that statement real quick.
I'm not. This is just a house. We run a motel. We're not tape recording your shit.
No, there's an answer machine that just picked up. Stupid fucking donkey. What's with all the women all being all cunty and raggy? Jesus.
What is going on? This has been going on for like... past week or so now.
Fuck that.
I don't know what's up.
My wife's been on me nagging. Nag.
Oh, make do.
Do this, do that.
me.
Punch a rat in the face.
I don't go into what happened with me, man.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Dude, yeah. Child support, I hear you. Fuck that shit. I don't pay it. I don't play it. I'm trying to redial. This is not working. I'm just going to take that break. Try to regroup here before we lose everything, everything that we're made of. This is Madhouse Radio. It is November. I almost said October. Dude, November 11th. Wrapping up here pretty soon. After that, it's going to be the fucking... next week. We got next week. Nothing special then. And after that, it's fucking...
Turkey Day,
yeah. Next Thursday. We're going to do a Thursday show. Yeah, we always do a Thursday show. We're back to doing shows on Thursday now. We're locked into the Thursday schedule.
Yeah, oh, by the way, speaking of turkeys, Nudie wants you to give a call to his number when you get back.
That's true. Speaking of turkeys and bombs and duds. All right, Nunu, I got that coming up. Nunu sending in a number. I see it here. It's on the big board.
You silly Brits.
When we come back, we'll try to call the Chief Motel again. I just answered there. It's a house as a motel. That means they have prostitutes there. We also got the Die Die Dang restaurant. You got Wahoo Heritage Inn, Sundown Motel. We got a few superstores here. We got a few gas stations, Kangaroo Hotel. And we also got a place called Monkey Mania. Be sure to send in your requests over at MadhouseLive.com.
Monkey Mania.
MadhouseLive.com. If you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. Again, AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger is Madhouse Radio. MSN Messengers, MadhouseLive.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast if you haven't yet. A lot of you have, but I'm just saying, you know, if you didn't, you should. It's a nice thing. Help us out. Pay the rent. And a lot more here.
Just call Miss Mary and get your recipe back.
Miss Mary Menzies?
Yeah. Sweet potato pie.
Yeah, well, wasn't Jesus coming and he needed a sweet potato pie or something? Something like that, I don't know.
Yeah. He stole the Bible. So.
We got that prank call that I mentioned before, the Honoruru Inn, coming up, and we got to apologize for all that. Prank call from 2008. We're right back. About 5 minutes. Stand by.
Please stand by.
I have sinned against you, my Lord. And I would ask that your precious blood would wash and cleanse every stain until it is in the seas of God's forgetfulness, never to be remembered against me.
One of the most mysterious books ever written is the Book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse. This book reveals the future of the world and your part in it. The Book of Revelation, the last book in your Bible, features apocalyptic symbols and secrets.
Madhouse Radio. We'll be right back.
And a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever, ever make you who you are.
Just because it's in print doesn't mean it's the gospel. People write negative things because they feel that's what sells. Good news to them doesn't sell.
How has it impacted you?
My album is number one all over the world. All over the world. America's the only one because... I don't want to say too much.
But it's not number one in the United States.
It's conspiracy, yeah. I will never stop helping and loving people the way Jesus said to. He said, continue to love. Always love. Bring on the children. Imitate the children. Not childish, but childlike.
Story
return of the black moors with no fears. Scary like that documentary. All
right, we're back. Pentagram pyramids. Welcome back, people.
Go heads, knock down the levees, knock down the projects, start another project, build another.
Madhouse Radio Live, 98.6 the mouth.
98.6
the mouth.
And the Madhouse Radio Network. Second half of the show kicking up here. We're going to be going until about 12:30, 1 o'clock or so. Depends on how things are going. We've been having a pretty decent night tonight. Some okay prank calls, nothing too spectacular. Definitely better than we did last week.
Politician's tongue never ever trickles down to the city. Yeah. So if a nigga put a president's mask on and run up in the bank with a max hand, gimme, gimme, I ain't glad at him, but I ain't mad at him. I'm mad at him.
Let's call that shit New News talking about.
If anybody ask you who I be, say a painter with a felt pen who drew Ali. I'm like Cassius when I blast molasses out the ass of the masses.
Tatiana was charged with retail theft on October 22nd at JCPenney. What did she do? She left the store without paying for $8.99 worth of jewelry. Wow. She was released and issued a notice to appear in court. For $8.99 worth of jewelry? Really? That sounds like some pretty shitty jewelry. Let's give her a call, see what she says about that. I take that damn hat off. My head was all itchy and fucking shit. Number one fucking go. Fuck me. I'm gonna have to end the show early because Skype's starting to give me a lot of shit. There we go. Now it's working.
Hello.
Hello, Tatiana.
Hello? How you doing?
Hey, big girl. How you doing?
Hello.
Who is it?
Hey, this is Cross. Hey, I had a question about, it was $8.99 worth of jewelry, right? That they, you know, I know you didn't do it and all
that. Did I ask not to call anymore? It's the wrong number.
No, listen, I know it's really, because I can tell by her accent, fucking bitch. Now she's not going to pick up. I had you guys down. I didn't even realize you guys weren't even on. Fuck. Oh, Kitty K caller Saturday, really, Brandon? Well, shit, that would explain it.
What?
Listen, I know it was you because it's Tatiana and you sound Russian or Polish or something. It's obviously you, right?
You want me to call the police?
They don't care. They're friend. I have bought out five different judges. And she does want to listen. Thank you, Kitty K, for ruining prank calls for us. Nunu, thank you for sending in numbers that Kitty K already called.
Yeah, god damn
good
it.
Good idea.
Dude, shit.
You're a traitor.
Great idea. Holy shit. You're awesome.
You're officially an idiot.
I fucked up my...
You're not sending numbers in that you've already called on other
don't
shows.
Don't give us fucking sloppy seconds of other what shows. That goes...
Why don't you save those numbers for us, Nunu? Yeah, right, yeah.
No more Nunu numbers. No more Nunu numbers tonight. Piece of shit.
What's with that? Yeah, dude. Yeah, really. Seriously, you gotta fucking, you know,
get
on the home team here, Nunu. Don't be giving out numbers that you think are good prank calls and doing them yourself. Giving out to other people to do for us. What's that about? Get on the fucking home team here. You're gonna be madhouse
staff.
Because it's already ruined because I already know what's up. And so it just becomes, you know, it's just not the pure call anymore. Yeah. They know what's going on.
Now they know what's up. They're on us. She already said, don't quit calling her anymore. What's that about?
Yeah, exactly.
Nunu. All right, that's fine. He's got this thing. Nunu wants us to do something where we ask about something and say it's disgusting. I still don't understand why it's going to be so funny, but I'll do it. All right.
Okay, sure. Whatever it is.
I'll do it. Whatever you want, Nunu. I got Super Saver Market. I'm going to ask him if they have some kind of chicken.
Nunu, that's not the point. The point is, we're sloppy seconds regardless. Even if you weren't satisfied with the other show that did the call, the victim still knows what's up.
Yep.
Still ruined.
Pass it on to us.
Hello, thank you for calling Super Saver 56 and Highway 2. This is Lindsay. How may I help
you? God, you talk a lot. Listen, do you got chicken there? Or is it just like sundries and stuff?
In the store?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we sell everything.
Oh, you do? All right.
Yep.
Yeah, do you have any organic chicken, like free range? Is there someone in the grocery department?
Yeah, we should have some back in the meat department. It's smart chicken, and it should be organic. I think it's in, like, a green package as opposed to a blue package.
Oh, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. Stupid shit. That's stupid disgusting. I obviously, you understand what I mean when I say that's disgusting. It's obviously some big fucking deal, right? You understand when I say that it's disgusting? What am I here for? To make you laugh? Is that what it is? When you say things like that? You make me want to say things like that? Am I here to, am I funny? Am I here to amuse you?
No.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, honey. But
that's
I am.
That's alright, I think that's the only chicken that we have, so...
That's disgusting, I don't want
as
that.
As long as being organic, so...
Whatever. Alright.
Were you looking for anything else?
No, I'm just, just calling to say it was disgusting that you don't have chicken that I like. The chicken, the kind that I like,
What kind are you looking for?
Mm-hmm.
Is there, like, a certain brand that you normally get?
Purdue or something like that. I'm in the store, you understand? And I've already got...
Okay.
I've got the chicken in my cart.
I gotcha.
And it's disgusting.
Okay, well, I don't know if I have anybody that can, see if we have any more.
Well, can you
send... Do you want me to check to see if, if we have a night manager here that
can
do that?
Yeah, send them to the bathroom for me. And I'm and I'm going to reject it.
Okay, and you just... Are you going to meet him at the meat department?
Yeah, I'm going to put the chicken in the toilet.
I don't think you can do that, actually.
Well, I already started opening the package, so it's practically bought for now.
Well, did you pay for it?
No.
Hang on just a second.
I haven't left the store yet.
Okay, hang on just a second.
Oh, okay. It's not still until you leave the store.
Chicken's so oozy and sitting there. The chicken is looking at me in the cart.
Wanting to go organic, but think you can't afford it? Look no further.
I guess they go organic. There you go.
You'll find everything.
There's your proof right there.
Tea and honey to peanut butter, salad dressings, juice, and tortilla chips. We even have gluten-free organic items, all at a price you can afford and quality you can trust. Located throughout the store, Clearly Organic items are here to help you save every day.
There's been no chicken in my cart. Yeah. That disgusting chicken in my cart.
I really don't understand what the fucking funny thing is about it. I mean, I seen...
It's too fresh because the chicken took off with the cart while he was on the phone waiting.
Fuck.
It's half alive.
No, Nuna's been telling me for like a month now. I want you to do this prank that's like this video, this old guy. And the video's kind of funny because the video is like this old guy. He goes around a shopping, he goes around a grocery store, and like he's got a camera on him, like a hidden camera in his cart or something. And he'll be like, "Hey, I left my glasses at home. You see this package? Is this vanilla ice cream or butter pecan?" And the lady or the guy will say, "Oh, that's vanilla." He's like, "Oh, I don't want this. That's disgusting." And he puts it in their cart. Like, "I don't want it." And they always get upset. They're like, well, don't put it in my fucking cart, asshole. Like, I don't want, Instead of putting it back where it goes. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And it looks funny when you, but I don't understand how that translates to a prank call.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing it. Yeah. I'm trying, man. I don't know, man. You got this thing. You want to do that.
Dude, we're on permahold, man. It's time to move on. I think we'll call back.
No, just call her back on the other line.
Are you still there?
Well, yeah, I'm waiting. I think I'm on permahold is what my friend was saying.
Okay, nope, I'm just waiting for him to come up real quick.
Oh, okay.
It'll be just a minute.
All right, thank you, honey.
Are you still on Permaho, disgusting chicken boy?
See, Milkman? Man, I wish Big Outlaw was there. I got to tell him something. Big Outlaw, if you're watching or listening right now, get with me. I got that password.
Give me a password, you pussy-ass, pussy-ass, pussy, pussy-ass motherfucker, pussy, fag.
Show your titties.
I'm going to do another call while we went on this, I think. Oh, there's a Whole Foods here.
Ooh.
Well, she said to wait. All right, we got to be polite and wait.
Well, you got this thing on a...
What is this?
Batted shot or something. I don't see you on the camera no more. Call the shit together in the meantime. Here you go. Join the call together.
This is Joel. How may I help you?
Yeah, are you some kind of manager or something, woman?
I am the night manager, yes, sir.
All right, so listen, I'm going to... This chicken is disgusting that I got here. I'm putting it in the toilet.
Okay.
And I'm not paying for it, is all it is. It's disgusting.
Okay. Did you keep your receipt, sir?
No, I didn't pay for it.
Didn't pay for it?
No, I'm in the store. I'm not going to pay for it. Yeah, I'm not going to pay for it, and it's not stealing unless I leave the store. But I'm opening the package.
You're going to put it in the toilet?
I'm going to open the package and stamp on it and put it in the toilet.
Okay, at that point, that would actually be property damage, and you would go to jail for that?
But it's not one of these properties. It's not yours. You don't own it. No one's bought it yet.
It's being ours. It's being ours.
Not until it gets bought. No, it's not. Not until you buy it.
It's stored property, sir.
Not until you buy it. You're not a customer until you buy something.
Well, it's not your property, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
it's
so
not
I'm
your
an,
property.
Listen, I'm an attorney, so I know what I'm doing here. And I think I have more authority over you. Because I think it's best you just turn a blind eye and be quiet and not say anything. I'm going to do this thing. We're going to do this thing.
Okay. Well, if you are, in fact, in the store, I will go ahead and have my guys find you. We will call the police, and I guess you will have to use your attorney, you know, capabilities to get yourself out of prison today, this evening, because it would be... Property destruction of property.
It's nobody's property. It's a chicken. It's a living thing. It belongs to nature and God. You can't do anything
about it. It's the source
it.
Property.
No, it's so. Not. You can't. You don't own animals and property and things like that. No, it's not. It's disgusting. This thing is disgusting. You're not. You don't know where in the store I am. You're not going to find me.
Oh, it's not a problem. I can have my guys find you just shortly.
How many guys are coming?
No, I actually know what you're. How many guys? Well, let me see. I got about 10 guys in the store right now, so right. I can blanket the store in probably about 5 minutes.
All right,
so.
Go ahead. You're on. I'll stay in the line.
Yep. All right.
All right, buddy.
You have a good night.
No, I'm going to stay in the line.
Stay
in the line. Wow. That was a weird conversation. He's like, he's going to blanket the store. Right now, he's calling a code red.
Oh,
code-
yeah.
Oh, yeah, you go, tough guy. Yeah.
He's calling a code Adam.
Yeah.
Go down.
I just hocked the loogie inside of your chicken and put it back in the counter. Which one is it? Oh.
Well, that boy's going to be selling proper, so I'm going to fucking... Whatever, dude. All right, guy.
I like how he said you're going to go to prison for damaging the chicken.
Nunu says you're supposed to be the other customer, Tuck. We're calling a hotel in Australia.
What?
I don't know. We're calling a hotel in Australia.
I'm not there. How can I be the other customer? Oh, we're in a hotel now? Am I a customer in a hotel?
I really need to talk to Big Outlaw ASAP. If anybody out there knows where I can get a hold of Big Outlaw, please tell him that he needs to get a hold of me as soon as possible. Yeah, I need to speak with Outlaw.
Sorry?
Hey, listen, I got a problem with this chicken over here. Hello?
Sorry, you there? Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I'm staying in the hotel.
What hotel?
The Kangaroo Hotel.
No, mate, you've got the Cock and Bull Tavern.
Oh, the Cock and Bull Tavern? Yeah, well, I'm staying in the hotel, though. I'm staying in the hotel. Is that a problem?
I haven't got a hotel here.
Well, I know. I'm calling from the hotel, though.
Right.
Okay. But I'm putting this stuff in the toilet because it's disgusting.
Whereabouts are you calling from?
I'm calling from the hotel. The Kangaroo Hotel.
Right.
Right.
And so, have you come from the cock and bull?
Yeah, I came from the cock and bull, and all this stuff that you people gave me, I'm putting in the toilet, I'm going to flush it.
What did they give you?
Nasty, disgusting shit. This is disgusting stuff. Papers that they gave me here, food, fried things.
I don't understand.
Well, I'm putting it down the toilet, and I'm holding you responsible for whatever happens, any damage. So I was calling to get your papers and your information on it, because I'm reporting you.
For what?
I'm going to damage something over here at the hotel. I'm blaming you for it.
What are you damaging? I don't understand where you're coming from. What's happened?
I'm putting a damage on the toilet in the bathroom.
Which one?
The one in my hotel room. But I'm blaming it on the Cock and Bull Tavern.
Why? I'm not associated to a hotel, to any rooms.
No, I'm just saying that you people, you know, did this. That people from where you work did this damage here to the toilet.
Who did the damage?
Well, I am, but I'm blaming you for it.
Why?
Because I don't like you people. Because you gave me disgusting stuff over there. It's disgusting. I'm using it to damage the bathroom. So
you've come to the Cock and Bull. You're telling me you've come to the Cock and Bull, and we've given you what?
Disgusting service.
Disgusting service.
Right.
When was that?
Recently. In the last hour or so.
Right. So you came here for lunch?
Yep.
And you received what? Bad service and bad food?
Bad food, bad service. And all the food that you gave me, I'm putting it in the toilet. I'm going to flush it, and I'm going to break the toilet with a hammer. I'm going to start hitting it with a hammer.
And why would you do that?
To get you people in trouble.
What's your name?
This is Cross.
I don't understand why you're ringing me and what you're doing. It just doesn't make... I'm the general manager here, and I've been a manager here for 4 years.
Yeah, that's good. What was your name?
My name's Gary.
Gary what?
But I still don't understand what it is that you're trying to do and what it is that you're complaining about.
Well, I'm getting information, because I'm going to tell them that Gary damaged the toilet. Gary at the tavern.
What hotel are you staying at?
The Kangaroo Hotel.
And where's that?
On Malden.
In Melbourne?
Yeah.
As in Melbourne, Victoria?
Right.
So how can you be here an hour ago and be in Melbourne now?
Now I'm from Melbourne.
This is not making any sense.
No, I'm damaging the hotel room, you understand? I'm going to make damage here. But I'm not going to pay
Why?
For it. I'm holding you people responsible because I had a bad experience here, and I'm upset.
So you're going to damage the hotel room, and you're going to blame us?
Yeah, because I got bad service, and I'm going to say that you people literally came here and threatened me in the room, and you broke things trying to hurt me.
I think you need help.
Well, yeah. I mean, we can sell this right now by you giving me some money.
Is that right?
That's right.
How about you come to the hotel and face me one-on-one, and we'll discuss it, and then we'll have a look at the situation from there.
Are you threatening me?
No, I'm not threatening you. I'm asking you to come
and
discuss it with
me. You told me to come down there so you can hurt me, and you're threatening me by putting your hands on me and my person. I'm writing that down, too. Now I got that on you.
You really seriously need some psychological help. You really do.
Hey, how big...
Have a good afternoon, and I hope everything goes well. And wherever you're from, I really hope that you have a good trip back.
How big a boy are you?
Oh, man.
He's a moron for a while for even listening to that story. I don't know why he stayed on the phone.
Yeah, I know. He's got nothing else to do, apparently.
I confused the shit out of that phone.
Lord damn mercy.
Yeah.
All right, let's continue on.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for a number, bitch. All right, let's call the Kangaroo Hotel, which is what I meant to call the first time around.
Milkman, you all right?
Milkman?
Yeah.
Is he breathing heavy again?
Something was happening on his line.
Kangaroo Hotel, Casey speaking.
Hey, how big a girl are you?
Sorry?
How big a girl are you?
Sorry?
How big of a girl are you?
Why's that?
Because I'm trying to size up, see if you're a threat or not to me.
No, I'm not a threat.
Oh, you're not? Are you a big girl?
No.
Oh, you're not overweight or anything? Are you sure?
Yes.
Like even 20 pounds or anything like that?
No.
Oh, that's good. Listen, I had a bad experience, and I'm going to have to make some damages here in the hotel and the toilet. You understand?
Okay.
So, and I'm not going to be held responsible for this. I got a man named Gary is responsible for all the damages that are going to happen here in the hotel room in a little bit. Because I had a bad experience at the restaurant.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know now that I'm going to take a hammer to the toilet, the commode. Come on, lady.
Come on, lady,
really? I'm trying to connect them all at the same time again so I can explain this.
She didn't laugh, that one.
She just hung up like a chicken. Like the... Yeah, hi. Is this the Kangaroo Motel?
Sorry?
Is this the tavern or the motel?
This is Kokomo Tavern.
Yeah, listen, I was just talking to Gary. You know what I'm talking about? That feminine guy?
Yeah.
All right, now he was threatening me over there to come down, that he was going to come damage the hotel room, he said.
Okay, I'll just grab him for you.
Go get him.
Afternoon, Gary speaking.
Yeah, Gary, that woman that was just on the line, that she said that you were that she heard you saying what we were gonna do, all the stuff you were gonna do. She's aware of it. That what was her name?
Look, I don't know what this is about. I don't know who you are. I don't know what the hell you're on about. I really don't. If you ring again, I'll involve the police. All right. Have a good one.
Well, I've got jurisdiction over that. No. What was it called? What's it called? Diplomatic immunity? Shit, that's what I meant to say. Fuck. Getting slow in my old age. They got diplomatic immunity.
AT&T security.
Now we got numbers in England. We got my own mart. There we go.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing there, big girl?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Cross. How you doing?
Cross?
Yeah, Cross. You heard about me? There was some problems over there the other day.
No.
Now you're supposed to have an envelope over there with the information about me. Now's the time to open it. You people weren't supposed to open it till you got this phone call. Now is the time to open the envelope.
What are you talking about, man?
The secret envelope, you're supposed to open it when I call in. It's time for your secret instructions. Now go open it up.
What's your name?
This is Cross.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the United States International Business Telephone Machines. Lost her with that one. Was that a girl or a guy? Oh, man, I'm all
That's
happy.
A girl.
The fuck that was. Try to call back.
Hello?
Yeah, what's the problem over there? Were you hanging up the phone without permission? Hello? What the fuck? Anyway, continue on with music here real quick while I regroup again. Trying to see if I can keep the show going until 1. That seems like a long fucking hour from now.
Oh, but I can't sit here and take before we go.
It is officially midnight, though, so that means it's officially November the 12th. It's officially Friday. TGIF. You know, obviously there are a lot of, like, threatened fucking little white faggot kids over in Syndicate who are, like, really fucking concerned about shit. I don't know what the fucking problem is. They've been doing nothing but hating on me the whole show. I don't know what's the fucking problem. Really, what's the fucking problem? Ever since I started doing the show, it's like, oh, this guy here, he's doing a show. Let me sit here and talk shit about him the whole show. Like, it's going to be fucking productive. I'm a fucking Jew. I'm fucking... There's like three or four of them. I don't understand what the big fucking deal is here. You know, you can't give someone a fucking chance, you stupid shit faggots. What's the fucking problem? I don't understand. You know, I'm doing the show... As far as you're concerned, I'm doing the show for the first fucking time. Let's all fucking fuck me, right? Let's all jump on top of me and being a fucking asshole about it. Oh, yeah. That's really... Really fate makes fucking sense. You're fucking... Whatever. What are you talking about, Rev? Anyway,
Rev,
I think Rev has like beef with him or something right now. Rev fucking sucks. If Rev sucks enough that beef with them, that means they fucking suck really fucking bad. I'll keep doing a show here just to be a fucking asshole. I'm glad because the fucking dude in charge of his Dino, he said he wants me on 10-1. So fucking complain to Dino, get me kicked off. Then. Fine. So then I'm gonna keep doing the show 10-1. I'm gonna do the suckiest ass show in Syndicate from now on Thursday nights 10-1, and I'll do my regular show Wednesday night. So how about that? Just because I'm a fucking asshole, I'm gonna do it in
Wait
fucking sunglasses all fucking night.
What's going on?
Because I'm a fucking asshole.
Wait a minute, what happened? I was in the bathroom. What happened? What's going on? What's
it's
on?
Like four fucking little white fags over there in Syndicate. They got some fucking problem. There's some bunch of faggots or something like that. Ever since I came on the fucking show, fuck this, fuck that. Oh, you're fucking funny. You got a fucking shirt that says Greets. The fuck is wrong with you? Fuck you then. Fuck all. I don't give a fuck about Syndicate. Syndicate kissed my fucking ass. It's a piece of shit.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep doing a show until they fucking kick me off. Fuck Syndicate. Fuck everyone on Syndicate. Syndicate sucks. Syndicate is a piece of shit. Syndicate Radio is a bunch of fucking loser ass fucking bitches. Fucking punk ass loser fucking bitches. That aren't really fucking good at radio.
All right,
there we go. You're gonna get it from me now. Oh, you're gonna sit there and talk shit about me? Well, fucking anyone does a show on Syndicate fucking sucks. That's what I think. Fuck Syndicate. Dino, as a matter of fact, called me on the phone and begged me to come on Syndicate. He said that the numbers have been falling down and he sent me money by PayPal. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm obligated to do a show on Syndicate because Dino sent money here for Madhouse Radio to be on for the next few months. He's paying for our hosting and our Skype and our Shoutcast shit. Apparently. So fuck you, you know, right? You don't like it? Then fucking tune out. I don't think anybody should be watching Syndicate right now.
You're mad at the wrong the people.
You should be mad at Dino for putting my fat spick ass on Syndicate. If you don't fucking like it, why don't you call Dino right now? Make him kick me off the fucking air since I'm such a fucking asshole. I'll continue doing
well,
the show.
Well, let's make Syndicate happy. You ready? Let's make Syndicate happy. You ready? Fuck you, asshole.
I can't. I'm going to give the password out to Big Outlaw. So, anybody, Big Outlaw, if you're listening, get me right now.
I want to die. Fuck you. Okay.
Big Outlaw, I'm going to give the password out to you and Rev. I got Rev's phone number. Let's just call Rev right now. Let me get Rev's phone number on my cell phone. Let's call Rev.
I put my weekly quote in. I don't know anyone else.
Some more of the young aspiring fags over there.
As a matter of fact, this is a secret plan. Big Outlaw and Rev and I are actually counter-revolution. We're the New World Order of Syndicate Radio. We've taken over. Uh-oh. We now have command and control of the password. And now we're going to take over Syndicate
Password.
Radio. And that was just, that was the whole plan the whole time. Whatever. Instead of you people just being cool and watching a fucking show or listening to a fucking radio show, you just have to sit there and be assholes and be fucking non-productive. All right. That sounds fun.
I think it's because you're watching gay porn.
It just reminds me why I stopped doing shows on Syndicate with inferior people, people who aren't really good at radio.
No, Milkman, what's wrong with gay
and
porn?
And KDK and shit like that, you know, just...
I just think that Carlito's straight attitude is interfering with their gay porn watching each other whacking off in their cameras.
You know what? They gotta do what they gotta do.
I got confirmation here. Big Outlaw is talking to me. I'm sending in the password right now. Big Outlaw. He's going to be calling in here in a little bit, so stay tuned. Big Outlaw and Rev are going to be calling in here in a conference call. And we're going to make the new announcement about the new direction of Syndicate Radio. Our plan has succeeded, everybody. The evil plan has succeeded.
The fifth column.
The fifth column.
At work again.
Oh my God. All right, let's get to
that's the name of the column.
I got you on. I've got too many cosmopolitans tonight, everybody. All right, we got numbers in England. Let's do some wake-up calls. I'm going to talk to the bitch of the Sitgo again now, the Ken said that lady's funny. Okay, I've got your number, and I'm half white, half black. Hey, where your head at? Hey, what you cook like? She say, where your bread at? Or what your whip like? You ain't got one or the other. Well, brother, good night. It's wind in the UK, Nunu says. Oh, fuck. Busy. Well, it rang at first. They got this thing in the UK. I think they have the ability to like, pick up the phone and make it busy instantly, because this happens a lot. Unless it's something with the underground cables or some shit. It's a damn shame. There's some talented people on Syndicate, but they got a lot of fucking assholes on there that watch it and want to do shows, and they suck at it because they see other people that do, and they're halfway decent. So they're like, oh, man, I got to get a shot. I'm gonna do a show. I'm gonna sit there.
Last time I listened to Syndicate, all I heard was like a couple from, you know, New Jersey or something just screaming at each other, just the most hateful shit at each other.
That's good radio.
And that was the show.
Hello, the world.
Hey, big guy, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna make some damage over here, and these Syndicate fucks keep fucking around with me. You understand? They suck. You tell them to shut up over there.
What?
You shut up. You understand? Shut up.
Say again.
I said I want you to shut up and turn the radio down. It's too loud. I keep hearing you, and I want you to make so much noise over there.
Pardon?
You make too much noise over there. I want you to shut up.
Who's this?
This is Cross, and I want you to shut up. Shut up! You talk too much. Oh boy, you never shut up. You get what I'm getting at? Come on, man. Just dig with it. I want you to shut up. You know what happened? I cleared out every single song out of my iTunes Winamp library for some fucking reason. I have no idea why. Anyway, I was saying with Syndicate, they got some decent people that do shows there. Some of them. All right. I guess. There's those wiggers that are on Saturday nights from New York. They're pretty cool. They seem pretty nice. I don't understand what goes on there anymore, because I try to watch and it's a bunch of, yeah, like you said, just people yelling or people playing music sitting down yelling.
Why the living proof?
I don't know. She got over it. Because, again, it's more of the bullshit over there. It's bullshit.
Yeah. She was back and it was cool.
Yeah, there's still some decent talent on there, definitely.
Well, remember they started changing all the servers and everything went downhill after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That's kind of why we left town.
That's going to be such a fucking prick just to do it. Fuck it. I don't know why I even bother going back to Syndicate. It just gets worse and worse. The pool gets worse and worse every fucking time I try to come back to it. Dino, it basically works out. I won't be on for a while, and Dino again will say, "Hey man, we got an opening. You want to do it?" And I'll say, "Yeah, you know, we used to have some good times with Syndicate. There's some good people there still. Yeah, sure. And there's some good people there still. There's a lot of good people like Chuck O'Fett, people like that. I still like them all. And then I get on there, and it's usually I think it was Big Outlaw.
Some Republican people I know are cool too. You know, it happens like that. You know."
Then it's like people don't even know my show, and they're like, "Hey, it's like, dude, what the fuck? What's your fucking problem?"
I'm wading the baby pool, shallow water for the shallow minds.
Like I never heard of these guys. Like do all these shows. We're at a different level. We're up there. We get paid. I'm getting paid tonight, lady. that's about it right there. I don't even know who I called. I'm just fucking dialing shit.
Who are we calling? Who are we calling?
Simon Barnsdale. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Are you awake?
All right, let's all be quiet. Listen to this next verse. I dedicate this to Syndicate Radio. And then we'll do a call here, a wake-up call to Brian Tucker. All right, moving right along. We're calling Brian Tucker in Hampshire, England. We also got a number here for Jennifer Lindsay in England. If you got your prank call request, send them in. We got about 45 minutes left to show. This is Madhouse Radio. Started out November 11th. Now it's November 12th. Counting down the days and the days until Thanksgiving. I'm still talking about Thanksgiving, but I haven't had a nice big meal in a while. And I know that's hard to believe.
You need to call Miss Mary Menzies and find out about your sweet potato pie recipe.
I don't know the number, Milkman. Do you know the number? I don't know it. All I know is I haven't called.
I'll have to look. I'll find it again.
I haven't called Mary Menzies since like 2005. That's all I know. I don't know where the fuck she's at. What, are you crazy? So we're on board. Are we going to be able to do a Thanksgiving show? Tuck, you're going to be around on, because you usually have family over and shit at the big house with the Uncle Tom slaves serving the whites. I thought Tuck was leaving. Why? What happened to you leaving?
Hello.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
You just woke me up.
I had you down here for a wake up call, sir.
What?
I had you down that you wanted to be woken up. I don't understand why. No. I think it's rather silly if you ask me.
Yeah, I should think so.
Yeah? So are you going
Where
back
are you
to
speaking from?
I'm calling
Where are you speaking from?
I'm calling from New York.
Bloody hell, we're in England.
Yeah, I know. I was just calling around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bit silly, isn't it?
Well, are you awake?
No, I'm trying to get back to sleep.
Is there anybody else there with you, or are you alone?
Well, I've got my family here. Do you mind? You're waking us up.
All of them, or just you? Did they all wake up? Did they hear the phone?
No, you've got all of us here.
Oh, okay. What, you going to make breakfast now? Or you going to go back? I mean,
no, I'm going to go back to sleep.
When do you have to wake up? What time?
Well, I don't want to call.
No, I'll call you later when you're awake so we can talk a little bit.
No, thanks. I don't want to. Thank you.
No, maybe you have any women there in the family or just men? Hello? Oh, buddy, come on, man. I'll talk to that guy again. We're calling back. Let's let him get back to sleep. Then we'll call him, wake him back up again. Well, that's cool. So he woke up the whole family. Let's call Jennifer here now.
Sing him a lullaby. Sing him a lullaby so you can go back to sleep peacefully.
I'm not singing. Milkman, you're on the line. You want to sing a lullaby.
Goodbye, baby.
Oh, yeah. Give him nightmares. I'll call Jennifer instead. You can sing to Jennifer.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
Milkman, sing. Take it away.
Yes, why is it so windy out tonight?
Oops, I hung up with the wrong person. I hung up with Milkman instead. Oops, hang on, let me call Milkman back. Sorry, buddy. Give me a second.
Hello.
Hey, did I wake you up?
Yes, you woke me up. What the hell is wrong with you?
Hung up on you in accident, man. Jennifer didn't pick up. Yeah, sorry. Well, we got Godfrey here. That's a cool British name. I like that. Look at them.
Bollocks.
I want to mention here that fucker, Hey Diggy, keeps making. There's an old still shot that comes up in his folder of the still shots that we got from back when we first started this show. Like 6-7 years ago, whatever, which is like using the old CRT monitors. He seems to think that I still have nothing but CRT monitors. Maybe I'll turn my camera around so you can shut up with your stupid comment that really isn't that offensive, but just to show that you're a stupid idiot. Once the camera picks back up. There's my one flat panel. Oh, hang on. Here's another one.
Right.
Oh, hang on. There's my other one. Okay. So I seem to have nothing but flat panel monitors here. Nothing but the flat panel monitors here, sir. Are you done yet? Do you need me to take the picture out?
Oh, my
out?
God.
I'll take the
He's
picture out.
He's using the CRT. Oh, man. That
oh,
means
my
the
God.
A low-quality show.
Oh,
wow.
My God. All right. Let's continue. Let's play some more Beastie Boys, though. Not this song, though. Electric Worm. That's one I like. Oh, yeah. All right. Moving right along. Lonesome, come on. More numbers, man. Come on. Chop, chop. I'm calling Godfrey, but you got to send him more numbers, or I'm a prank monkey. Just keep me entertained.
Welcome to voicemail.
Fail. Now I want to call back the grocery store that I said I was going to put the chicken in the toilet. Which how do you really take that a threat like that seriously? I don't understand. I worked at a grocery store for like the first 5-6 years of my professional working life, from like 15 on till I was like 20-21. I don't think I'd really take a. I don't know. I understand for the most part at first. I wouldn't care because I ain't the fucking store. I don't fucking own Albertsons. I don't care. Do whatever you want. I remember once I used to work in the liquor store at the grocery store. They had an attached liquor store, and I remember once like the manager came.
You used to manage the Publix deli.
No, I didn't.
You used to be the manager at Publix.
No, I didn't. The manager came over to the liquor store. He said, "Hey man, there's a string of robberies going on this weekend. They hit 3 of our liquor stores in town. They're probably going to hit this one. You're going to be working all weekend." I'm like, "Yeah." Like, so I want you, he's like, "I want you to know, you see someone coming in, you know, make sure you block that door. Don't let them out." I'm like, "The fuck you talking about? That's not my fucking, I don't care if the fucking guy wants to steal a fucking bottle of Absolute. The fuck do I care? Let him steal the fucking $10-$20 bottle of Absolute. I'm going to put my fucking life at risk for fucking Mr. Albertsons. I don't give a fuck. The fuck? I don't own the fucking liquor store. What the fuck you think? I'm going to risk my fucking ass because a Mexican wants to steal a fucking bottle of vodka. Let his fucking alcoholic ass steal the vodka. Go ahead. Here, let me give you all the lottery tickets while you're at it." So basically, you know, I told him I didn't care. They took me out of the liquor store after that. I guess they thought
give
I was...
Give them the glass rose holders on those roses, you know, those glass crack pipes that they put roses in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah. You know what they... Yeah, like, yeah. The little roses gets thrown away. They had a grocery store... Not a grocery store. It was a gas station here in Orlando that was selling those things, and for free they would sell you a little piece of Chore Boy, the little the steel wool that you use to clean it out at the end.
There was actually a story, I think it was like Arkansas or Alabama or something. Yeah, Alabama, where a little store was actually selling crack pipes.
Really?
Like
actual pipes?
A little convenience store. Yeah, like a little gas station exactly. And some small city in Alabama was actually selling actual crack pipes.
Oh, wow. That's
what they called it anyway.
Okay, do you have to have a special pipe for that shit? I don't understand. No, can't you just put it in a regular,
That's not how they're building it as. It looked like just basic glass pipes. But still, you know, it wasn't a head shop or nothing. Glass pipe, really.
I think anything works. I think you make it out of a Coke can, dude.
Also, yeah.
I'm sure a crackhead can make a crack pipe out of just about anything. Make crack pipe out of his dick.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, you know.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. Have you have anything here? This is Amanda.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, do you have those... Oh, Jesus Christ, help me. Help me. What was your name, Amanda?
Yes.
And what's wrong with your voice? Are you a little nervous or something?
I have a cold.
You don't usually sound like this? Like chicken?
No, I have a cold.
Jesus, listen here, my son. What is your problem? You called?
Yeah, you called.
You said, Jesus, help me?
Amanda, you called?
I'm
no,
here
I
now.
Didn't.
No, he's here. Jesus is online. Jesus, take it away.
Hi. I just
good work, Doug.
What the fuck was that?
It was dude, I don't know. She's got a cold. I'm gonna accuse her of not having a cold. Just don't interrupt, Doug. Hang on. What number was it here?
I thought it was like when the Syndicate asses giving you a number.
No, you thought it wasn't the Syndicate.
I thought it was. It sounded like someone doing a stupid girl voice. It's what it sounded like.
I thought it was. Yeah, I was like, wait, is this a high pitch Eric voice? I was like, wait a minute. Oh shit.
Something like that. or just someone.
I still have voicemail from High Pitch Eric calling the man mouth line just cursing me out for no reason. He just fucking, yo, Carlito, fuck you.
1588th and Q, this is Jennifer.
Hey, listen, is there that guy over there with the funny voice? Can I talk to him again?
Who?
The guy with the funny voice.
I don't know of a guy with the funny voice.
That Amanda guy?
No, she's not available right now.
What's she doing? Is she in the toilet?
I guess.
Oh, yeah? You have a nice toilet there?
I guess.
Yeah, you use it ever or no?
No, not really.
Do you ever sit down in the toilet there or you hover when you use it?
Oh, no.
You don't sit down on it?
No.
It's dirty? You wouldn't want to sit down on it, right?
No.
All right, so you hover? You do that thing where you hover on top of it?
Yeah.
You put your panties to your ankles or you put them at your knees?
No, what is it that you need?
I'm just trying to draw a mental picture about this thing.
Okay, well, what else do you need?
Is it usually clear or does it come out kind of dark yellow?
No.
Clear. Clear? That's good. You know why? That's good. Do you drink a lot of tea?
No. Water.
Water? Yeah, that's why. It's clear. That's good. That's good. I like that. That's attractive. That means you're clean inside. So you don't have a lot of problems with like yeast infections and stuff like that, right?
No.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I think you're compatible. I think we should mate.
Okay.
All right. You want to mate with me in vaginal sex?
No, I'm married. Thank you, though.
Oh, I mean, he can watch.
Huh?
He can watch. No, I'm seriously. We're supposed to be the new progeny or something like that. There's the Dalai Lama. You know.
Oh, what is it that you call for?
No, I was talking
about soccer.
Big Amanda.
Oh yeah, she's in the toilet right now.
Well, how long is she usually taking? Do you think she's number one or number two?
I don't know. Oh. It's a long way back there.
Can I have a cell phone?
I don't have her cell phone.
You don't hang out with her after work or anything?
No.
Oh, that's cool. Do you drink? You party?
Yeah, well, I'm not here.
Yeah? You like smoke?
Yeah.
Do you guys got K2 there at all? Or?
Do what?
Do you guys have K2 there at all or anything like that?
No.
You guys any of those pills, those yellow jackets?
I think so.
Right, go read one of those for me. I just want to, you know, I want you to read it to me. I don't want to waste some time.
Well, I know that, but I have to get back to work, otherwise I'm going to get in trouble.
Oh, all right, honey. All right.
Okay. Well, have a good night, okay?
Can I call you later?
Well, I don't know.
Do you have MySpace?
You're going to huh?
Are you on MySpaces?
No.
Oh, you don't have spaces? Oh, what about Facebook?
You're
just going to say no, and you really do anyway. Do you have kids?
No, I don't.
Do you have kids? Do you have kids or anything tying into this husband of yours?
No.
Well, that's cool. So we can, you know, have an affair. That's cool. We'll
yeah. Cheat.
Yeah. You like ice cream?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll make you some ice cream. I have an ice cream maker. I got it for my honeymoon. I haven't used it yet.
Okay.
So I thought maybe I'll make you some ice cream. You come over, and I'll make you ice cream.
All right. Okay, but I gotta get back to work, okay?
Oh, but you're interested. That's cool. So, all right. What was your name? You're not Amanda then, right?
No.
Oh, who are you? You're the other broad? Are you allowed to tell me your name?
Huh?
Can you tell me your name? I'm Cross. How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Alyssa.
All right, Alyssa. We're gonna eat ice cream.
Okay. All right. Well, I gotta get back. I gotta go, okay?
All right. I think it's better ice cream than what you have there.
Do what?
It's better ice cream than what you have there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you'll eat it. We'll eat it together. Ice cream.
Okay. All right.
That's cool. Thanks, Melissa.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
You have a good night, okay?
All right, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye. I don't know where to go with that shit.
Don't ever do that to me again. What a polite little conversation that was.
Never do that to me again. You gotta save that one right here. Clip that one out, Joe Kanig.
12:30 a.m. on the dot. And we got more wake up calls here in England. Let's give them a call. Wake people up in England. Yay.
Yeah.
Who are we calling? Lindsay. Lindsay. Come on, Lindsay.
Hello?
Hey, Lindsay. What's up, big girl? How you doing? Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, Lindsay.
You like Lindsay?
Yeah, is she there?
Just for a moment.
Thank you.
Lindsay? She's not here at the moment. Who's speaking, please?
Oh, she says she's not there at the moment?
No, who's speaking, please?
Oh, this is Cross. She said I was supposed to give her a call at this time. But it's funny that you asked her first, and then all of a sudden she's not there.
No, because she's not a she.
What's a he?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm supposed to call about the financial aid anyway.
You're supposed to call with financial aid?
Yes. She's 3 months past due. He is 3 months past... It, whatever thing this is, Lindsay. Lindsay's 3 months past due.
I think you must have something, a wrong number or something.
No, this is Lindsay Ellicott.
Yeah, and who are you?
Yeah. I'm sorry, can I put you down obligation for this obligation?
Hang on a minute. He's here.
All right, connect me at once.
This is weird.
Hello?
What's going on here that you don't pay your bills, huh? Lindsay.
Who am I speaking to?
Hey, this is Cross. I'm calling you from International Business Machines. Why do you have a girl's name?
You're wind-up merchant. Very, very early in the morning here.
Yeah, but you have a girl's name, and you're past due 30 days.
If I find out where you live, you wish you had a girl's name.
Good point. You can fuck me.
Do you know it's 5:30 in the morning?
Not here in the United States, sweetie.
No.
Well, I'm calling for the... Because your people are skipping out on your bills.
And go have a run.
I'm... Go have a what? A run? Nunu, translate that. What the fuck's have a run? Am I gonna have diarrhea? Go get diarrhea! Alright. Good point. You could fuck me.
Why do they always go tell you what time it is? Like, you don't know what time it is.
Like, I don't know what time it is. I know, they always do that. Every single time I wake them up, do you know it was 5:30?
Everybody you talk in England, they're always worried. You have to, like, take a sample of the Big Ben chimes or Westminster. Ding, 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 ding. Bong, bong.
Every fucking time they do some fucking dumb shit. All right, cool.
Play the chimes to them, the funky chimes. It's that time again. What time is it? It's 5:30 in the morning.
I should call him and say that right at the beginning. Hey, do you know it's 5:30? Do you know it's 5:30? That's what they say. They don't say 5:30. They say, do you know it's 5:30? If I could count the many times...
Yeah,
how many
what time it is.
How many times I've heard
first
that.
First thing when you get them on there. Hey, start doing this. Start asking them, what time is it?
I didn't know it was that early. Like,
thank you very much. I need to set my clock back.
I forgot to change my clock time. All right. Girl's name. And he said what? If he found out where I live, I'm gonna wish I had the girl's name. And to take a run? Is that what she said? Go take a run? What the fuck? Anyway, we're calling somebody else now to wake him up. Hang on. Oh shit, my camera's on. Pointing the wrong way, let me fix that. Whoops.
I see your gay porn.
Gay porn.
Your files, the secret gay porn files.
BBW porn.
Bye.
Hello? Joseph hung up. Let's call the Brian. Is it Brian Tucker that we woke up earlier, that we rang up? Let's give them a call. Lukeman, you call them. You talk and complain that you got woken up. And ask how they got woken up also. I just want to see what happens if you do that. Nunu says, ask them to turn down their wind.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Who in the bloody hell is this calling me at this time in the morning?
Pardon?
Why are you calling me at this time in the morning?
How can I be calling you when I've answered the phone? Here.
Your number come up on my telly.
I'm going to write a letter.
They hung up. That's pretty funny, though. How could I be calling you? Oh, jeez. Wow. They really don't like being woken up and called. There, I got the camera fixed back on my fat ass.
Yo, Greek ass.
My fat Greek ass. I want to talk to the guy again there. Fuck, that's not fair. Cock blocking us, that woman is.
You have to get the dildo cam out there.
Yeah, we're almost out of show because we're actually almost out of Skype credit. I don't feel like getting the old wallet. Right now, it just seems like a lot of work.
Oh, geez, how much you got?
24 cents. How much does it cost? Is it
wow, school? Fuck.
Yeah.
Damn.
I even noticed. I just looked at it now. It was in red. It's not that I don't got money. Just don't want to get the wallet now. It's late anyway. We're almost out of numbers.
Right.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. I'm sorry, did I wake you up? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, yes, sir. What time is it? that was Milkman's idea. What the was it? Yes, it is indeed, everybody. 5:38 a.m. It's 5:38 a.m. right now where we're calling in the UK just to wake him up. Little stupid pastime of ours here that we do sometimes when we run out of ideas for the show. We just start waking people up in Europe.
I love your glasses there, dude. Those are awesome, man.
Oh, dude, it's even better to wear them. Are you crazy?
Put the hat back on and the Elton John thing and the Captain Tennille all in one.
We're going to have to put...
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Tanner.
Who's that?
Hey, do you know what time it is?
Hello?
Yeah, it's 5:30 in the morning. What's going on here with the phone ringing?
Who are you? I don't even know who you are.
This is Cross, and the phone's ringing here at 5:30 in the morning. I don't understand what the big funny idea is over here, you people. The phone is not a toy, you understand?
Well, I don't even know who you are, but you keep waking me up. I'm in bed at the moment.
You're upset?
So don't give me all the gob of phoning up in the morning. You're phoning me, not the other way around.
Nah, I heard a phone ring in, and I got you on the phone talking rude and nasty to me now, sir, and I don't appreciate that. I'm a Christian fucking man.
I don't give a shit who you are. You're phoning me up from 5 o'clock in the morning and waking me up. So shut up. Shut up.
It's going to give you a tossing.
Excellent.
It's going to give me a tossing. It's going to toss myself.
I think you hit on a good way to open up a call.
I guess so.
Yes.
That gets right to the heart of the matter.
That's an icebreaker right there.
Yeah, that's true. Milkman, you got a good point. Tuck and I are on board. All right, last call of the night because this is the last number and I'm down to 10 cents now.
Oh, jeez.
You'd be senseless after this. Hello?
Yeah, hi. Listen, is this Nicola Tanner?
Yeah, is that John?
Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
How are you, John?
Hey, I'm good. I'm sorry. I think I'm waking you up early here, aren't I?
Yes, we're both awake anyway, so...
Oh, you're already awake? Why do you wake up so early?
What's the problem? Sorry, I can't hear you.
Why did you wake up? Why did you wake up so early, damn it?
My hearing's bad. I'll have to pass you over, John.
Hey, listen, why do you have a girl's name? I was wondering all this time.
Hello?
Yeah, why does Nicola have a girl's name?
Sorry, who am I speaking to?
This is Cross, and Nicola has a girl's name. I want to understand why his mother hated him, that she gave him a girl for a name for a girl instead of a boy.
Who are you?
I'm Cross. I'm a nasty American
man. Cross, too. Good night.
Bye, Cross.
Whoa, bam.
Whoa, she got me. She got me. I guess I better stop using that cross name now.
Those Grinches are great with the wit, man. They're now for the wit, man. They can outwit you. Like a woodpecker.
I'm cross too. Let me buy.
Alright, cool. Alright, Milkman, let's wrap it up. Wrap it up, Milkman. Take us out of here, please.
What a way to end up a good show. Wonderful job, everybody. So I'd like to thank everybody for stopping by and joining us right here in the Madhouse. That's right. Every week we provide for you the most interactive, crazy, wild stylings of entertainment right here in the Madhouse, 98.6 The Mouth. I'd like to thank especially our guests and masters and friends of the Madhouse. Number one, Mr. Lonesome Loser, the Numbers Hit Man. Thank you so much. May God bless the soul of the Numbers Hit Man. Long shall he live. Also, our brother in arms, Tuck, and our friend, Mr. Nunu. Mr. Nunu, the Lancashire, England County Jester. And some of our other friends that stopped by, Lifelike out of Australia, Maven, the hot girl out of the east. Woo! Mikey 129, MSC 3 Clay. Joe York Teddy, baby. Bad Boys of Iowa. Billy Harrington. Costing 3 Justin Corrupt. Manaconda and Katie Gay also showed up tonight. We'd like to thank all of you and all of our friends that stopped by.
Katie Gay?
Again, for sending us the number. That's right. Sending us the number for the request of prank. That's right, you too can join the show. You can also stop by and join our Madhouse chat here or send a call in to our Request a Prank. Be looking on the website. Don't forget our wonderful podcast with the assistance of our great friend and brother-in-arms, Kokanee. Yes, sir, thank you so much. But we'd like to thank you, that's right, our lovely listeners and friends of the Madhouse. All we ask is if you leave us some time, we drop the dime. Every week you just say, hey, bring a friend. Better yet, bring an enemy and let them hear the crazy insanities of the generalissimo of the Madhouse. That's right, our fearless leader every week right here. Same bat game, same bat channel. Garnito and Manito. Thank you, my brother, over to Utah.
Thank you, Big Milkman. I want to thank everyone who tuned in tonight. Of course, personally, talk to your website, SuckerMike.com. Go over there and check out that stuff. Big Tug. Lonesome, personally, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for sending in numbers. Nunu, for your ideas, which actually kind of worked out. The whole chicken disgusting thing in the toilet. I don't know where that... I did what I could with it, and it worked out. I guess you're the evil genius. Kokanee's working on prank call editing and podcast editing. I wanted to mention, everyone, look out for an update for him on the August 3rd show. I'll be finishing up the first show of the month of September. Probably this weekend, and updating that. Excited about that. Everyone who's Elson and numbers, Brandon, send in numbers. And Bass sent in numbers to Saipan that I couldn't get to work for some reason, but I did call your other ones, I believe, or I tried to at least. Sorry, it doesn't work out, sir. You know, I'm a fuck up. Anyway, so we'll be back here next week, next Thursday, 10 p.m.
All right.
Till 1 a.m.
Kisses.
MadhouseLive.com. Thank you, everybody.